Blog Talk Radio.
All my life I had to fight, nigga. All my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. When they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. When they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and let me tell you, we're going to be all right. We're going to make it happen this morning. We are in the MIA, a little brisky and chilly down here, but we're making it happen. It's going to get hot later on this evening. We're about to get it on all over. I know some of y'all say it's rigged. We know it, but you got to know how to, at least know how to gamble a little bit. Come on, y'all. It's all about the facts this morning. Last week's program, oh my goodness, that should be archived for your kids. I mean, who would think that the people today would be so mesmerized by this occult magic? It is so powerful, so pervasive. I tell anybody, if somebody sit down with you and say the history and they don't put the cult element in it, I would get up. They ain't giving you the facts. They give you a half-ass historical overview that they was brainwashed to through whatever indoctrination process that they learned from. Everybody had to learn from something, even the great ones. Dr. Small, Dr. Clark, all y'all went somewhere to school. Something got to give. Either you're going to be taken over mentally, or we're going to have the great awakening. Let's go make it happen this morning. Now, I got a special guest coming on. My brother, he's going to do that report. I told you he's going to make that report. He's an innovative genius. Creativity. We want to get a, what I consider, a technological view of what's going on. This one's more of a bring on my brother, hopefully around the 11:30 range. Brother Charles Campbell, who's been on the program, we said we're going to make him a correspondent because he is into this. There's so many things y'all said, but we got people making plastic into gas. I don't know if they're going to live long or not, but we'll soon find out. But while this is going on, I told you the highest levels of the occult world is the comedians. Is the comedians. They are designed to keep you in capacitated to think, just laughter. So too much laughter ain't good. It's a balance of laughter. Everything can't be laughed at. But they got you laughing at you. Now, while you watching every comedic getting ready to go and do tours, I mean, they using a cult name, Dark Matter. And shit. Yeah, you could tell this is staged. But after today's program, I hope everybody's eyes ain't open at the same time, so you ain't got to worry about me worrying about that one. Whoever opens up the first eye, maybe a few more open up both eyes. But we're going to find out today. Yeah. Now, today is about Black history, American history. It's no divide. You made it a divide because it sells. How are you going to divide Black culture, history, with indigenous history? It's all intermingled because you use color now as a game. Now, we got to show you today that while you watching the comedians, the house of the comedians, they watching you watch the comedians. They have a meetings over in Davos. Nobody can tell me that we could be this blind. And I'm talking to white people too. Everybody in America. This is America. It's everybody who over here. You got to be know you're getting played. Even the people who had immigrant status and got paid over, and you know they rolling down here with that. They mad. Because nobody wants to be taken out of a high status position, bum rushed out. Well, you're about to get bum rushed out. I'm talking about now the Latinos, whatever come from the land of the Vatican. That's called Latin for the land of the Vatican. It's Vatican controlled territories that is bringing everybody in to do what everybody's been saying they're going to do. Now I'm just going to read to you past, present, and future information. There will be all the same information. Isn't it amazing? Past, present, and future, all the same message. That's an amazing trilogy. I love it. Let's get busy. Now, many of y'all didn't know that while all this going on, they dismantling all of what's happening? I'm trying to get clean. If you can't come on, I'm going to try to call you. So send a text so I can see if you can't get on. Text. I can't see if you can or not, but I'll give your phone a call. Just give me a minute. Now, if you can't get in here, all I'm going to say is this. The Milwaukee. Remember, this is where Black Lives Matter all started. All this Milwaukee public school. Well, all this is going on now. Issue a best practice on how to dismantle whiteness in classrooms. The memo encouraged racism against white students through the redistribution of resources to the minority student under the guise of equality. Now, hold on. Now, the name that they got now is DEI. It actually says DIE. If you look up DEI in the occult world, come back to me during the program. Tell me what that is. DEI. That's how you know. They know that you can't see. There ain't about no damn reading or eye glasses. You can't see anything in the court world. You won't even know what's going on. having a clue. Because you watching the comedians. And so, I mean, Elon Musk says that they were going to die. People going to die from DEI. I said, he give you the clues. He ain't called X, double X for nothing. Put them two X's together. Go ahead. You get the double X. This is so much fun. This is better than anything on TV right now. The figuring out of how this actually going to play. Now, they over there making the most craziest, I mean, outrageous decisions. Unheard of shit. You be like, what? You going to do what? They over there getting high. They got the best hoes in the world flying into Switzerland. Now, here's what get deep. Cynthia McKinnon is even having a book that no one even knows about in America. She had some stuff she was saying over there about what's going on. I wish it come on this show. Greg, get her on the show. Cynthia McKinnon got a book out. Bet I'm making, I ain't making this up. Now, let me tell y'all something now. This about to get deep. They've been talking about violence, not bringing the central bank digital currency. See, this whole thing is based off money. Ain't got nothing to do with no black, white shit. You already a slave. I put it up today. Africa has got, the Arabs got the African slave, so you know they know how to do the Americans. That's not even, it's common sense in history. So I'm going to have to play the facts today without me talking to historical leaders that y'all love today. I mean, they did tell you. But here's one I got to play. I just got to tell you, man. This is amazing. Now, remember I played a tape a long time ago about them talking about, now, all this was together with this guise of equality. Now, equality means I should already, black people in America, listen carefully. If this was real, you will already have most of your land back, most of the land we lost back. If it's really, we would have been able to purchase all, they'd have gave us the land back, everything. That's 6.2 million acres would at least give us 3.2 something million. Say they just say, hey, we get half of it back. That would be reparations. Because now those lands could be purchased off for equity in land. But they ain't going to bring that up. Look what they coming up with, y'all. This with this, I found it. I told you, I've been found it. These are they real words. I'm not saying one word out my mouth. This is actually verbatim from what they said, and then I'm going to play the tape for you. It's connected to how Milwaukee, where Black Lives Matter burnt up all the black neighborhoods, except the ones that supposed to be, now, you helping us, but the area burnt up for the land. See, that's where the equity ain't at, is in the land. We're going to figure this out today for you. It's real easy. It's not hard to figure this out. I'm not that bright. And so when I looked at what this cat said, man, look what Canada is coming out with. This is Canada, y'all. Rabbis and them up there now. I'm getting this out. They news. It says the same thing this other guy said. I'm going to play for you in a little bit. Forbid the whites to mate with whites. Now, listen to. Did you just hear? Now, every commercial verbatim is what the commercials are today. Every commercial is a mixed couple. Every commercial. This coming out their mouth now. It says the white woman must cohabitate with members of the dark race. And the white man with the black woman. Thus, the white race would disappear, meaning the end to the white race. Now, these are white people coming up with their own genocide. Now, I said, wait a minute. What? Now, let's even have some more fun today before we get into the real deal. It says they want the right way to disappear, meaning the end to the white man, and our most dangerous enemy will only become only a memory. This is what our race will rule undisputed over the world. Our superior intelligence would easily enable us to retain mastery over the world of the dark people. Nahum Rabinovich, a Canadian rabbi. I said, what the? So I said, wait a minute, man. This is Canada saying this right now? I feel so vindicated. I really do. It's like, we played this when before I was even born. The same playbook. Same playbook was said to us, I'm not even born yet. That is absolutely unbelievable. Now just think about that for a minute before we even get deep into this. We played last week, milking them, giving you these clues. Everybody, King, talking about, he got the revamp. He don't watch. Now, y'all, I feel bad for King. That man had to watch three people, not knowing the ones overseas, just three people here. All of them getting shot out. He had to know any slip-ups, he would be next. That's just common sense. That's why he went crazy. Who would say what you would do under that stressful? Very stressful. Very stressful. So stressful, it frightens me, the fact that this was already told to him as well by this same person in the 1930s. That's how you know we under the matrix.
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans required time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the Laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff Group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ADL, to serve as the Gestapo and hatchet man outfit for the entire Great Conspiracy. Today, this sinister ADL maintains over 2,000 agencies in all parts of the country, and they advise and completely control every action of the NAACP, core of the Urban League, of all the other so-called Negro civil rights organizations throughout the nation, including such leaders as Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, Bayard Rustin, and others of that ilk. In addition, the ADL acquired absolute control of the advertising budgets of many department stores, hotel chains, and TV and radio industrialist sponsors, also advertising agencies, in order to control practically all the mass communications media and force every loyal newspaper to slant and falsify the news, and to further incite and at the same time create sympathy for the lawlessness and violence of the Negro mobs. Here is...
Now that's just 3 minutes in 33 seconds. That's it. Think about it. That's the playbook right there told to you. Our parents, they were in it. They couldn't really think because they was in it. Now, we can reflect now and see totally, this was orchestrated at a high degree level. More comprehensive to people. Now, he mentioned Bernard Ruskin. I told y'all, and I found the tape of Bernard Ruskin. It's called American History. Like, it's the same. All interwoven and all controlled. And if you, by the end of this program, I would like to see reality in your minds if you had to push a button and say, did he make anything up today on this program? You won't be able to push that button. I know that. Watch. Because guess what? Black Lives Matter, all that. Now, Clayton Allen Powell. Now, this is where it gets deep at. The person who implemented this was Adam Clayton Powell of Harlem, 1945-1971. He single-handedly legislated the civil rights U.S. blacks enjoy today. Enjoy today. Do you really enjoy it? That's going to be the question now. Do you really enjoy today? That we got people, see, because you on the comedian entertainment, the rappers are part of the comedian entertainment world. Oh, yeah, it's comedic now. You know, they battle them like rap, like wrestlers. They got to shoot each other. It's like a WWF of everything. Now, Clayton Allen Powell, who championed all this, he even championed the anti-lynching bill, the minimum wages, desegregating public school. That's a key one. Desegregated the public school. He didn't make them equal, which was what was called for. This is what I'm going to give you Bernard Ruskin, who is a Marxist. That's a fact. And then it goes on to say, he challenged the Southern practice of charging blacks a poll tax to vote and stop the racist congressman from saying the word nigger in the concession of the Congress. Okay. Although he was of mixed race. Here's the same character that you had now. They played the same character that you got running now. Same group. I'm just going to let the facts prove it. He was 6'4", strikingly handsome. But here's where it got deep. I didn't say this. Just at the point. It says he could pass as a white, yet he chose to identify as black. Now, I said to myself, look at this. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got the NAACP, Charles White, who was the one who was able to see the lynching. I'm teaching facts. Charles White was the one who looked so white, he was able to go watch lynchings. That's how they got their anti-lynching bill out. I said, wow. This is unbelievably put together. I mean, this is, man, you can't get it no good. Now, watch with Bernard Ruskin. That's Bernard Ruskin. Now, put the debate that him and Malcolm X had, and Bernard Ruskin was not no dummy. Oh, no. Very articulate. But he was the face of the LGBTQ community. He's the kingpin or queenpin, whatever you want to say. Now, you'll find this out right after you listen to this, and this is really short. Just listen to what he said. The man asked him, what you agree with? He old now. I wonder what he would think of his movie. And I just named that all the people who was able to see these things were already looking mulatto. They were so white looking. Charles White from the NAACP looked so white, it's unbelievable. Now, Clayton Powell, he looked like Dean Martin and shit. Yeah, go look at that. You know, he got that, charisma look. I said, man, this is interesting. So let me find a clip for y'all so y'all can see where we're going today. Told you, I'm mixing them both together. Can't wait for that bomb. I got to play that bomb. I can't wait to see if they distort that one. That's a hell of a movie coming out, that Bob Marley. Yes. See, we got to watch how they do these movies now. They analyze and then go to the real documentaries that they got that people of consciousness have done. No, oh, did I say consciousness? Oh, people of facts. Consciousness is the worst community in the whole world, everybody. They call it the conscious community. That's what they call it. Yet the first word is conviction. Listen to the kingpin or queenpin of the civil rights movement.
It was limited to three things only: the right to vote, the right to use public accommodations, and the right to send your child to school of your choice. It had nothing to do with the North, fundamentally. It had only to do with the South, and it did not address itself in any way to the economic and social problems of black people. That is the reason it's such a different movement than we have today.
In some way, it succeeded because...
It succeeded because its objectives were very concrete and exceedingly limited. But when you get into the question of full employment, hospital care, the nature of work, medical care, then you are no longer talking about civil rights.
Shouldn't it have enormous lessons for us because it was successful?
No, I don't think any of the lessons of that period are applicable to now.
You just destroyed my show.
Well, I don't think so. Well, I think there are some lessons if we start where I start. The first lesson is don't try to repeat what you've done because we're in a different period. That's the first lesson. Second lesson is that protest is no substitute for the ballot box, which we have now. When we didn't have the ballot box, protest was the logical way. Once you have the ballot box, protest is useless. And the fact is you cannot get blacks into the ballot box. A third of the blacks who can vote go to vote. That's our problem.
Isn't it critically important for people to understand, though, that the movement was not just leaders, but it was individuals?
Oh, yes. It was that's the reason we are not succeeding now. We got hundreds of thousands of people voting with their feet. Now we cannot get them to use their feet to go to the ballot box. And therefore there is not the involvement of hundreds of thousands of people today. We are depending on rhetoric and a few people in the Congress to solve our problems for us. But I think it was sparked largely because, as I say, on the one hand you had this frustration building up for 9 years or 10 years on the part of these veterans who had come home. And on the second hand, you had Rosa Parks armed with a 1954 decision. And we had never had anybody who sat in the front of the bus before who could say to the bus driver, you are breaking the law. The Supreme Court has decreed. And always before they said, we were breaking the law. That made a totally different psychological atmosphere.
Now, you heard him say a total psychological atmosphere. He knew it was an experiment because he went to make the South. You heard he say the North, but then King said he'd never seen so much violence that he ever seen in the North. So it's a contradiction. Who's lying today, everybody? We're going to find out today. Oh, yes, we're going to find out today. With facts, of course, before I bring people in here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He said it's totally different. We only wanted three things. Now you're into healthcare. Healthcare, once you get into healthcare and stuff, that's where the government comes in. That means you're going into the socialist construct. Once they control health, then they go for everything. Water, utilities, everything. Now, those of you who come from these Latin American countries, you already know. So they got you on the pot of gold. You are in the Wizard of Oz. Oh, this is going to be so much fun today. I cannot wait. I told you. You got to think a little bit. This ain't for the dumb people. Oh, no. Mm-mm. This take required thinking. How are you going to survive all that's going on? And they just had a meeting. And let me take a say, y'all going to have to talk to the clean down pile. That's almost unbelievable. That he had Margaret Springer. Now, while all this is going on, a white woman is roaming the country saying, kill the babies. Saying, kill the babies. And the funny part is, I mean, this is unbelievable. She went to the black church, told them it'll be better. This is the church that's controlled by Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Think about this now. Goes and tells a black crowd it's better to kill the babies. Church was named Abyssinia Baptist Church. I mean, that's unbelievable. That is if you think about it logically, you got to scratch your head and say, how does that happen? Create the biggest abortion center in the world. Using embryos, placenta, everything to get the baby at the earliest fetus. Now, you tell me if that's not scientifically diabolical. They making all kind of money off of it. You ain't getting none. You ain't getting none. Now, I got to just play 3 minutes of this before I bring y'all on, because I'm about to tell you. You already, everybody on this phone, the facts show you we worshiping an ancient cult that loves eating babies. See, I know, homeboy, my man Jeff, you sci-fi, but let's make this movie. And you're going to find out they may not all be white.
This is Margaret Slee, president of America's Planned Parenthood Federation, maintains that European women should stop having babies for the next 10 years.
But Mrs. Slee, in this country, having babies is the only thing left which is both unrationed and untaxed. Do you think we really ought to stop?
Well, I suppose a subject like that is really so personal that it's entirely up to the parents to decide. But for my view, I believe that there should be no more babies.
The term eugenics is basically a set of beliefs and practices that aim to improve the genetic quality of a human population. Historically, by excluding people and groups judged to be inferior and promoting those judged to be superior. There have been various applications of eugenics, perhaps the most famous being the Germans before and during World War II, which was condemned by the Nuremberg War Crimes Trials. But the Germans did not invent eugenics. In fact, they were inspired by the founder of the taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood. The truth behind the genesis of that organization and its founder are much darker than most Americans realize. Who was the real Margaret Sanger? Why was she heralded by the Third Reich as the greatest socialist in America? Why do modern Democrats who claim to support the African American population justify presenting her as a cultural icon? Hello, I'm Colin Heaton, a veteran of the United States Army and Marine Corps, former history professor.
Now, I'm going to keep playing. Once y'all listen, I'm going to play 2 more minutes, and then I'm going to start bringing on the dry bone. Think about that now. She at Abyssinia Baptist Church in the heart of Harlem. Okay.
Margaret Sanger was born on September 14, 1879 in Corning, New York. She is an icon to left-wing groups due to her founding of Planned Parenthood in October 1916 with her sister Ethel Byrne and Fannie Mendel, which was the first birth control clinic in Brownsville, Brooklyn, New York. 9 days later, the police raided the clinic and arrested all the people involved for promoting birth control, which was illegal. Sanger refused to pay the fine and spent 30 days in jail. She then traveled the country preaching her concepts. Sanger then founded the American Birth Control League in 1921. Sanger also endorsed the 1927 decision Buck v. Bell, in which the Supreme Court ruled that states could forcibly sterilize people deemed unfit without their consent and sometimes without their knowledge. This American law would be the major defense at Nuremberg for the Nazi defendants who were doctors practicing Sanger's methods, and many would be found not guilty as a result of this defense. In 1939, Sanger began what was called the Negro Project, alongside black leaders like W.E.B. Du Bois, Mary McLeod Bethune, and Reverend Adam Clayton Powell. This was the plan to have black doctors performing on black patients, to perpetuate the sterilization of blacks who were deemed inferior, as many black patients were suspicious of white doctors. Following upon Sanger's eugenics platform, disguised as giving women access to birth control, the ABCL became Planned Parenthood Federation of America in 1942, after birth control was no longer considered illegal, at least among married couples. During this period, Sanger had critics and supporters. The supporters even today claim that she condemned abortion, arguing that it would not be needed if every woman had access to birth control.
Now, this is the platform in 2024. The platform of the Democratic Party for women of all colors is to kill the babies because this is their body. It's going to be their parental right or their right, reproductive. Now, they want to shoot you with COVID, but they're going to have the right to kill the baby. Now, you got to say to yourself, what kind of people are we? And you think Yahweh, in your mind, or any God, is supposed to come back and save an ignorant group of people like us? Let's get busy. We about to get into the Helios time. We'll be right back.
Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, and other places like that, we good. But now the people originally from here are not used to this type of weather.
Wow.
And for the past couple of weeks, what's been kind of fucked up, well, the snow wasn't really that bad, but the thing is, they didn't have, like, the equipment, anything to deal with getting up the snow and the ice, whatever. So basically, Memphis has been shut down for the past couple of weeks.
Damn.
So the hospitals was affected. Dude, I went a couple of days ago to try to go get some gas. Even a lot of the gas stations was closed. It was almost, it looked like almost COVID was back in effect. Now, I grew up in Chicago, been there pretty much my whole life, been through all types of winters and everything. This past 2 weeks here in Tennessee was worse than what I ever experienced in Chicago. And that says a lot.
Holy shit. Woo! Now, y'all don't tell
so,
me weather wars, though? Okay, go ahead.
The weather warfare is rare, bro. So let me go ahead and give my little spiel, which you was talking about earlier. Basically, everything you were saying was under the banner of sustainable development. This is what we're dealing with right now, United Nations World Economic Forum. And the population control piece is just part of it, you know, bringing in AI and everything. Now, let me give you some pushback with this, with the World Economic Forum, the meeting, especially they just had up over the past week, whatever. Now, this came out on the 19th. A group of House Republicans has taken a firm stance against the World Economic Forum by introducing a new piece of legislation aimed at cutting off all federal funding to the globalist organization. The bill is known as the Defund the Davos Act, was spearheaded by State Representative Scott Perry, a Republican from Pennsylvania, and joined by Representatives Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin, Paul Gosar, Arizona, Diana Harsberger, Tennessee, Andy Ogles, Tennessee, and Matt Rosendale from Montana. The Defund the Davos Act seeks to prevent the State Department, USAID, and other federal agencies from funneling money into the World Economic Forum. The proposed bill states that no funds available to the Department of State, United States Agency for International Development, or any other department or agency may be used to provide funding for the World Economic Forum. So there are people, they are politicians, not saying it's all of them, but they are politicians that's actually really paying attention to the stuff that's going on, and there is some pushback.
Absolutely. Now, that makes sense. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's why I brought that up earlier. You know, we all conversate on the same, so basically we backed up what we've been saying on the fat thread. Absolutely. It's impossible for Davos, and I'm going to play Davos later. Y'all, they talking about making synthetic steaks, y'all, because somehow they got y'all to believe a cow who only eats grass. That's how crazy shit is. Cow only eat grass. But they don't want you eating it. But they're going to have their own steakhouse in outer space. Come on, y'all. Yeah. I mean, how could y'all go along with this? This is going to be, I mean, I love sci-fi.
But you know what, bro, was fucked up about that? Down here during the past 2 weeks, it didn't matter. You know why I said that? Because wasn't no food in the grocery stores.
Right.
Never seen no shit like that before.
Hold on. That was going to go to the... Let's go where you going. See, I'm going where you going. Now, he just announced to y'all vindication because we're getting reports from both areas. And we all forget so quickly. They have destroyed so much of the food. And then we let the Davos hermaphrodite cult, which is Bill Gates. I'm telling y'all, y'all have to go... Y'all thought the comedians say something. The comedians can only say so much. They know it's a hermaphrodite cult. Remember, his wife supposedly divorced him over Epstein, everybody. Come on. Keep it going, bro. I'll give you two more minutes. I'm going to take
just to know, one of the prominent American politicians, Governor Kemp in Georgia, he was in attendance. So, hey.
Yeah.
Now, another story that came on the 19th. This is dealing here with Tennessee. This is interesting. Now, it says here, this happened up in Nashville, was getting ready to happen in Nashville. An elementary school parent-teacher organization affiliated with the Sylvan Park Palladia Elementary School in Nashville is holding a diversity night featuring guest speakers who will offer information about LGBTQ identities and how to support elementary school kids through these identities on February 8th, which is next month. According to an event listing on the Sylvan Park website, supporting elementary school children who do not identify as heterosexual starts with educating and supporting parents and caregivers and educators about these identities so children feel comfortable to talk about their own processes as well as their peers' process.
Right. Now, parents, go ahead.
Now, check this out. This is a bullet point. A social media post by the Sylvan Park Palladia Elementary School PTO, which also includes a quote from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., further explains, quote, "It's hard to bring equal rights if we don't understand all people and how they may differ from us." The event listing for the school adds that Diversity Night is held once annually because we believe it is important for parents and caregivers to come to a space where they can learn with an open heart and be part of discussions with minimal distractions.
Hold on, I got some more calls. That's where that's supposed to be at.
It's supposed to be in Nashville next month. This ain't no college or no high school. This is a goddamn elementary school.
Elementary school.
Nashville is the state capital of Tennessee. Tennessee is a red state, but that doesn't mean that Memphis, Knoxville, and Nashville is the biggest city in the state. It's bigger than Memphis. But that doesn't mean that Nashville, Memphis, and Knoxville are red cities. They're blue cities. Just think of them as mini Chicagos. And so it was surprising that being in the Bible Belt, how is this even being allowed?
Now, let me take some more coffee. I knew y'all were going to throw a fire. See, they in the Bible Belt. That Bible Belt, just look across at your go on Google, look up Bible Belt, y'all, and see the states that this is being propagated in. Let me get 9927. Go ahead. I'm getting everybody some time. Go ahead. You go. 9927. I hear you. I said go. Yes, go.
Okay, everyone. Resurrection.
And much love to you. Much love to you for all you're going through. Much love to all you're going through. Peace and love.
I hope that printed food could be already out there in the market. They always experimenting on everybody, so definitely out there in the market already. You basically don't know what you're getting ready to eat now, and it doesn't make sense for them to print food when cows do eat grass. So, I mean, that's illogical. And they have, put us in a state of disruption where we're not able to think wisely, to anything now, because every time they put something in the advertisement, there's always a smile on their face. And you're right about the mixed couples on television is always being displayed. In fact, it's on social media all the time. It's on YouTube. Any social media you are, they're always out there displaying themselves, with a white and black couple, like the Masonic floor, white and black.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saving their, saving their race out there. I do apologize because I'm losing my voice a little bit from the repast with my mom.
Yes. You all to that too. That's what I said. Go ahead. Let it out.
We are in a state of deception. This is 24/7. A lot of this stuff is not real. They have our eyes being deceived by technology that they have dug up and reinvented, because it was already here for so long. That's why I always say the past is the future. The future is the past. Because we are living in the past, and they took everything from the past, and they are benefiting off of it with the deception of money, and money is not real either. So, the real money is skin, coins.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Go ahead, keep going.
And it's a shame that they're freezing. We are in the dark winter, so they're freezing out every state that they possibly can now, so it's purposely being done that the food is not being in the markets like it's supposed to be, and basically we're going to end up having to go back to where we were naturally picking our fruit and things off the trees, so and if we can,
I hope we can.
And you look like you're getting ready to go into a great state period, which is the metropolis. The metropolis is the robot. And they're trying to normalize the robot for you to accept. You know, they normalize in everything. The robot is sin. If you never knew what sin meant, then sin is the robot. Synthetic. Sin the tick. You break those three down, it's sin the tick. The synthetics.
Synthetic. So
they are real. Yeah, they are real. They're out there fighting it. Of course, the white boys is out there fighting the robots because they're fucking idiots. So they're going to make everything normalized with their dumb asses. So, right now, go ahead.
Yeah, that's me. No, I like how you said that because remember, you set the tape, so I've been sending these videos. These robots are now, I don't know if they AI generated on these things. Remember, I told you about deep fake was coming. And it's here.
They
got them fighting a robot. The robot knocked my man out. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Why we gonna fight that?
They have the actual gaming now for that. It's an actual real, but it's a reality game that you can actually fight the robot. The robot is now programmed to automatically think for itself. So, but he's programmed with not to kill the human, but to be able to knock him out. Okay, so he's on that level where he can knock you out. But if he wants to kill you,
he's already done it.
He's already
killed people. Right, now let's go with that. Elon Musk mentions die. He mentions that if, under this new diversity, equity, inclusion thing, he says that more people would die from this. I'm like, what? Why? What? How do we die from this? Now, of course, the word is die. Do you find it strange that what is not really reaching people at a rate that seems to be very, very, very frightening? Because the death business
is
real business.
And the children like that stuff. So somebody getting knocked out by a robot, they like, especially teenagers, they're going to be like, ooh, yeah, that's fun. Ooh, that's
good. And then put them on.
Not fun.
And then put the things on, the glasses on. I'm telling you, it got me thinking because there's so much money in this. I'm going to tell you how the game is. We thought it was a joke, everybody. I know sci-fi is not a joke for me because I know sci-fi is real. It's like, you know, you put the things on. Imagine you as adults. You're not going to really be able to comprehend the next level unless you in it. They already going to have it where you can be able to talk and the thing would be projected in front of you, the holographic, everything. All you got to do is use your hand movements, just go this way, that way. You can pick and you'll be able. So the whole thing is they're using what she said, metropolis on us, and they use their cult world of the entertainment comedians, which we see now. They're coming out with everything that's occultic. If you don't know what they mean,
normalize it.
Yeah, normalize it. Let me get some more people on this one. Much love to you. Stay with us. Put yourself on mute. I'm going to keep it going with everybody. I just want to get some time in there before I want everybody to get their thoughts on it. Because remember, your election. You heard what they said. The man said, are you really going to go out there today? They got you hating everything on purpose. You hate Trump. Don't know why, but you hate Trump, you're racist, and everything else. Okay, but I'm going to give you the cult side of this facts. If you watch Trump, I gave it all, somebody said it to me, he went to each country. Each country was a ritual ceremony. Remember he walked before the queen? That was on purpose. They didn't show you that they did the sword dance for him in Saudi Arabia. They didn't show all that. They won't show you that because you got into the cult world, look it up. It's a whole thing of every country has given you an opportunity. Y'all call it the year of tribulation, a year of jubilee. There's so many names to this. It's going to be unbelievable. And guess what? You're going to defy, I told you, Black America, you're going to defy your own birthright. I'm telling y'all, I can see it. Remember, the CDC is in Atlanta. Hope y'all know this. the King Center. They got they gonna get bring out the
along with Fannie Willis.
Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis tricking. I mean, it's a trick house. They call it a trap house, but it's a trick house. And they tricking all day long. Got women all up fucked up because they don't know when a good man is gay or not. They can't figure out shit in that motherfucker. Now, you got the CDC, who is at the World Economic Forum. Y'all just said, agenda, your job's about to change. I'm going to prove that today. Don't worry. By the time kickoff come on any game, you're going to be thinking about everything today. Gambling is all in it. Everywhere is gambling now. They want you to gamble everything. You can get all of them. They got the black actors they gave psychosis to. All the ones that passed out, went crazy and shit, got all the gambling commercials. Ain't that something? Oh, we about to get deep today. Hope y'all
Jamie
ready.
Foxx.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. Somebody help me. 1-877-1877, you next. You in the fire land. The fire land. 1-877. I'll give you a chance. I know y'all on mute. If you're still on mute, I'll stay there if you can't come on. Let me take some more callers. That's 1-877.
I'm off.
All right. You on?
I'm on. Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, but go. You on?
Greetings.
Go. Yep.
Okay, can I have an introduction saying greetings to everyone, mister?
That's it. You on it. Let's go. You on it. It's your turn.
Okay. I was looking up the congressman, Mr. Adam Clayton Jr., Clayton Powell Jr. And about the school systems and how Milwaukee is switching the script on creating a racial, you know, division between the whites. And I believe that it's just it's the new era right now. White people are the old black people. They're discriminating against the white people.
It looks like that to me. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I think it's because of the fact that white people, I'm not going to say they're more smart, but when you look at our government, most of them are white people that's running things. They're in leadership. When you look at the jobs and, you know, they're, you know, like the VP, the CEOs are mainly white people. When you look at the people who are giving us information about the history, aliens, majority of them are white people.
Mm-hmm.
So
very.
They're a little bit more educated. So I believe that they're attacking the white people because they can't have those educated people educating us. A lot
okay,
of our education
who is
comes.
They? Hold on. Who is they? Because now the people on what you're saying, now we got to clarify. You're saying they, because you're saying, cause we just proved that white people want to kill white people. We just said that earlier in the show. So you got that part. Who is they? So we know what you're saying. Who is they?
The Democrat Party. The Democrat
Party. So the Democrat Party is really white people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to kill white people.
But they don't care. See, black people care about race. You know, they got us believing that, the white people are against the black people, or, you know, the Republicans are the racists or whatever. They do not realize that their party is the biggest racism of them all. You know
right.
what I mean? They attack black people. They attack white people. They attack any damn race. They really don't really care, you know, about the race. They care about more of a power. So
it's,
the
it
power
transcends.
Thing now.
It transcends what you're saying. It just transcends all facets of whoever it is. It's like, global.
Yeah, whoever it is, they got to get that power. They don't have no loyalty, really, to no race. Because, you know, most of them, I just said, they're white. So they're attacking their own people now. So who gives it? They don't really care. They care more about power and controlling us, you know.
Okay.
And that's what the bigger picture is with the article that you put on there. And then I looked at briefly because I just learned about Adam just now. On your show, and I did a little research and found out that his father was Indian, his mother was black and German, is why he identified himself as black. Because I have a good friend of mine, her mom is black, Her father is white, but she looked clear as white. She identified herself as black. You mainly identify yourself or who your mom is, you know what I mean? So I think that's why he stuck with the black thing instead of, like, you like.
Now, what tribe to say dad was from? Because remember, is that,
they just said he's an Indian. He's an Indian. I assume India and the other country. I don't assume the native.
We're going to find out.
So I was just trying to figure out why he was identifying himself as black.
I don't know either.
And then
I
his wives he chose was not white women either. He chose black ascended women. The last one was Hispanic.
Yeah.
So he truly, I guess the point what I'm trying to say is that the things that he did while he was a congressman, in his mind, he was doing it because he was trying to help the black people. And Martin Luther King did the things that he thought was black people, but when you being misled by the power people, they can confuse shit
to control their narrative. You got to answer the question now. It's time to answer questions. I know you're talking.
Okay, sure.
I said, and I'm asking all y'all this. Explain to me, you first, can explain how he let a person come in and say, let's kill the babies inside a church. Give me yours first. What's your thoughts? How that happened? Just hypothetical.
He crossed the evil line. You know what I mean? People for power and money. He crossed over
the evil line. Now let's go next. I got all you've been talking earlier. Who could talk, brother? Give me a quick explanation. I'm going to next callers, but because that's a deep question. What's your thought, brother, on how you have a church? You look white, handsome looking. You know, Dean Martin shit and all that bullshit. Hair dark. I'm hearing this dude tell us, Myron Fagan, say that they were going to implement the program.
I was just giving, but bro, you just answered the answer I was going to give to you. Going back to Myron Fagan, we're talking about this depopulation program. It's been in effect for years. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. Just like now, it's under the guise of the new Green Deal, sustainable development. It's the same shit. Hello?
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 Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Is Shalane still online?
Yes, I'm still on the line. Now I'm back with you. Hold on.
I guess they're doing what they did last time.
No, that's me. I was looking for something. Because I wanted to show this drum. That's why I wanted to ask that question. Okay, mute yourselves. I got some more calls. I'm going to tell you what I got coming up now. 9161, 1069, and 6661. Going to bring y'all in. Y'all mute yourselves. We're going to have a lot of feedback. But that's the question for y'all when y'all come into the queue now. How does a man who looks white end up doing most of the civil rights movement? I'm asking y'all today, are y'all happy with what was pervasively made to be? Are we still getting lynched? I don't know. When I read over history now, the facts show that slavery went on in Mississippi until 1968 in Glendora. They were still doing slavery there. That's where that movie come out with antebellum and shit, where they find out they were still having slavery going on. I said, now, ain't that strange? That's strange. They made a movie about that shit, and we played it for you, The Cotton Picker Truth. Very good documentary. Let's go. I'm going to hear from y'all, because this seems to be like a horror movie on steroids. Everybody want to make a movie. This is a hell of a movie here. 9164,
hey.
You want to...
Hey, what's up, Jack Bones, man? How you doing, Adisha?
Man,
Man, wonderful, man. Always good to hear from everybody. You next.
Let me bring this up, man. A lot of tricks and circuses running around here. Now, you hear you talking about Marjorie Singer and NWC and abortion stuff. I want to point out a couple things, and I want to put them in context here. A lot of things went down over the last couple of days. Now, yesterday they had this Baltimore Ravens play the Houston Texans, right? But you got to remember something. In 2019, Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, gave the Pope a signed Lamar Jackson jersey. Mm. All right? Who the two brothers of that game? Daggone Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh. Now, Jim Harbaugh is about to probably come back to the NFL, but you realize he had met with the Pope before, too, in 2017. Gave him Michigan helmet, I think, as a matter of fact.
Mm. Oh, damn.
All right. Mm. So, look at this now.
Check this out.
I find this very funny because the other day you've been talking about abortion, but the other day it was cold as hell out here on the East Coast now. But they had a March for Life up there, and you know the March for Life, the people who fighting for not abortion, they fighting for life. Now, I find this mighty comical because Jim Harbaugh was there. But you know the Pope, though, who was against life, right? Like,
sure.
Jim Harbaugh there, they didn't mention it. They mentioned he was at the Baltimore Ravens game, but they didn't mention that he was at the March for Life. Well, last year when Tony Dungy was there, they criticized him in the March for Life, but Jim Harbaugh goes, nothing said about it, right? Okay.
Wow,
now,
check that out.
This is my thing.
Yep, love it.
Now, when we're talking about the WEF, what did the WEF just tell you the other day? Didn't they say that, the number one thing that they need to stop in the United States is disinformation and misinformation. They talk about this disease called X. Well, anybody in common sense knows that X means unknown. So what is it? This one is more times deadly than the last one. Right?
Yeah, I got the clip for you, baby. I know you. Oh, man, keep it going.
But if you think about it, come on, man. Now, listen. I was thinking about it. I put all this stuff in context because I was out yesterday, and I said, what's the final score of this goddamn
Baltimore Ravens and Houston game?
The final score was 44. Now, he's 44 in gematria. Either that's the number stamped on Black America or the kill number. I forgot which one it is.
Yeah.
I mean, this mighty funny, this shit went down like that.
He came back. It was an ass whooping on the Texans. It really was. It was unbelievable.
But I'm saying, like, we got to understand. And come to think about it, if you realize how it's going down, they already showing you the Super Bowl colors, San Fran.
Somebody got the Super Bowl colors. You said that. I think we talked about that one time. And correct. I seen your tape. Yep, it did say that. It said that the San Francisco 49ers, and the Ravens would be in the Super Bowl.
Now, here go the thing. Now, but if you look at this whole thing, and you realize, like I told you, meet with the Pope and give him the jersey, daggone. See, when you meet with the Pope, why would the Pope want to meet with some football players and stuff like that? Now, I'm going to say something. Let me come back to the meeting now, because I'm talking about the Pope is anti-life now. Who else would meet the Pope? Kamala Harris, Biden, and Pope. Now, check this out. Now, wait a minute now. Kamala Harris, on May 8th, is going to have a big conference for Emily's List. Emily's List have a fundraiser around this time of year. Emily's List donates money to women on the Democratic Party who promote abortion. That's how you get the money from them.
That's how you get it.
And abortion is part of your sustainable goals. We must reduce the population at all costs. Now, check this out. He's talking about nothing in the store, right? I'm trying to tell you it was cold here. It snowed 2 days in Virginia. But guess what? They got off school the other day at 11 o'clock. It was just some flurries, and then they went at a delay the next day. It won't no kind of snow like that, man. It was some flurries. And shit hardly stuck Monday night.
Now, we heard
ATL, say, weather, Buffalo, Memphis, and out there listening. Now, again, go back to archives, go back and look up some stuff. We put it out there for y'all easily to see. These presidents said, Kennedy and JBL stated that weather weapons was going to be used. Now, just so y'all know, they didn't make a movie for nothing. Y'all heard Tesla's cars did not charge in freezing weather. That's a fact.
Yep.
Go look it up.
That's right.
Especially up in Chicago, yes.
Right.
Absolutely
then they show you,
correct.
Then they show you in the movie, the Bell movie, when the cars, when they did the bomb, all the cars, Tesla cars just kept out of control, went out of control and started crashing each other. Now, this is unbelievable. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. We can't be this deceived now. We got to look at everybody. I'm talking about the spirit world, the occult world. Everybody could be evil. Elon Musk got everybody thinking. Now, the whole base of that W was the mining rights. The mining rights was what the WEF is there. Let me take some more calls. We're about to get deep. We're about to get deep. I want y'all to get in there. 1-8-1-0-6-9. Remember, if you're making noise, mute yourself so we can just keep y'all in the queue. Because we're going to go back to ask y'all some more questions. We're going to have a queue session. 1-8-6-9. 1-8-6-9. 1-0-6-9.
What's up, Dry Bones?
Yes.
How's everybody? How's everybody?
Buddy Caddy, perfect timing. What's up, bro? What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Something ain't right. It's like some type of crazy event, but you on the bike. Go ahead. You next.
Dry Bones, what I've been trying to share to probably on the other times is basically I can tell you everything that's needed to know. I don't care if you think that I'm boasting, bragging, I can care less.
Right.
But if I can tell you, show you things and you see it, it's up to the person at this point to want to acknowledge it or disavow this, and that's perfectly fine. This is what's going on. This is what's going on right now. Everything.
Go ahead, tell us. Go ahead.
Stuff I've been sending you, the fact that the whole thing, even in Revelation, it says that this land has became a habitat. When it says that it became that America never started off as bad, it only became a habitat of devils when the immigrants started coming over here. But we still worried about these rights and everything, and we still don't want to look at this as our country. This is ours. Ain't no sharing. Ain't no cooperation. Ain't none of it. It doesn't work. We sit here fighting, talking about voting rights. What you going to vote for? We never voted for our people in the past. All we doing is we allowed voting to come into our lives, and so that way people can manipulate and trick us out of our shit. Every time we got into some voting, we had to give up something. They took everything from us and then still continue to take stuff because we believed in the system that they engineered based on what we already did. The movies, I know where they show the white people with the black faces on. And I sat there and for the first I was looking, I said, man, they just trying to insult us. No. We were making movies before their era. And so they started coming in with the white characters and putting on black. So that what they would do for us generations, we would see them as original makers of the movie. So when we see them dressed up in black, and then we see the real people in the movies, black people acted, we would think those are what are white people.
Right. Well, wouldn't that be like a cult worship of black people, basically in a different form of light, and they do it in a ceremony. That's why they don't get in trouble for doing it. So they try to say they do it, but they still do it. We just had Justin Trudeau in blackface, and we have many of the celebrities who are white, Jewish, and blackface. So it's a form of worship. But think about it. What kind of if they know that they worshiping us, then what that make them like surrogate to us? Or something.
No, imitators. They're usurpers.
The imitators. Okay.
I keep saying the founding fathers are all black. Why is nobody on this radio even looking into that? How come nobody came up and said the original people is us?
Nobody's saying that.
Not on you, because me and you talk. But this is real information. Like I'm telling you, your people is black.
Hold on.
Nobody's looking up. I know what you're saying. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
We kind of heard from the five black presidents back in when J.A. Rogers had these books out.
of saying that these founding fathers had blacks in them. I don't think that could be disputed really at all because of the fact that the slave trade was a sex trade as well. So, of course, you're going to have white people getting, and this is where the debate always goes into some type of not knowing. I'm not even saying that the people that came over here that was here, it was probably, how we don't know, it was a group of colored people coming to see other colored people. Then another group come and say, what they see is what they see in another land, and they say they see in this land. So obviously we know that the population is melanated, if y'all want to go that term. We got that. Now, this is what I want y'all to say, because you say that no one knew about these presidents and that stuff. Everybody say that George Washington, Moore say it, the cherry tree was about fighting the Moroccan Empire or Marrakesh and all these Moroccan
right,
empires.
They're saying that as if George Washington was the only black person.
No.
I'm saying everybody was looking just like George Washington.
Yeah, Mason.
There was
Masonry,
no white people. White people didn't have
Mason,
no say-so.
Right, but
we gave Masonry, them permission to come over here.
Yeah, but that's the point we always been saying. Y'all listening, I love this stuff because we're not saying what you say wrong. Let's bring it to the level. If these people who say they were white, they were still having babies, according to, let's just say, on the premise that Jefferson was white, or these, they still admitted to having children with black indigenous people and to have children who was going to be put aside for royalty. And that's what they did. They made a whole sex cult, and the children out of the sex cult would be lifted. That's not nothing that I think is even deeper than what you're saying too about that, because how we know these ain't ancient cults? I mean, ancient
the
people
thing is,
who are trying to control parts of this world for some strange reason, and you saying the black people here, there's no way I could just say that you're wrong, huh? Because I've seen it with the historian said, everybody they seen come here, look, charcoal black, America is about copper-colored people. So we got that. The problem is, just because we all had this type of look, was the land dictating the tribe? If the land, like for instance, if I'm in a cold area, I'm a different tribe. If I'm in a warm area, I'm a different tribe.
Let me explain deeper. Let me tell you what it was so we won't speculate. Right. That's speculation.
No, you go ahead.
What I'm saying, here's the smooth truth. George Washington was the king for 4 years, and he stepped down that authority to give other leaders, other chiefs that opportunity, and he became the chief present-day pharaoh. That's what president means.
Okay.
Present-day pharaoh. It's not a white title.
But who's Prince Whipple? Okay, who's Prince Whipple? So they show a Prince Whipple, a black man with a diadem on, which shows me royalty. He always with Washington in these real Masonic pictures. And then we also know that America had to recognize Morocco to become a nation. So somehow tribute was being paid to these sheriffs. Now these sheriffs, we got the.
Let me hit this because this ain't it's incorrect. George Washington and the people around here was not Masons like you think, because George Washington is the high priest of these Masons here. So he could not be them. They modeled after him.
He is
the one sitting in that position. So the whole secret order need to be readjusted.
Now, what about
because
the other, hold on.
White people
the
are giving
guy?
Us their...
What about the other black guy? The other black guy, they say he was a president before everybody. You know, they say the black guy...
Okay,
was
now,
a,
let me say this.
Because you're bringing a lot of
deep stuff.
I said
not only George Washington was black, everybody in the whole scenery were black. There is no white people coming along. There is no exception. There is no mixed kids. There is none
so
of that
who,
crap.
So who was
this
those
all
people?
Us.
Hold on.
That's us today, that's, right
no,
now.
No, I'm
all of
about,
us
not,
has
not,
been
not,
dethroned.
Not us today. Not us today. I'm talking about for us that you said we're here today. Let's go with that premise because that's what the indigenous people saying. The people who came over, the people that we claiming came over, they were not white. Is that what you just said? They're not white. The people who came
This is not about somebody coming to America.
Bring the character. I'm saying,
I'm saying
I already got the blacks in America. I got that. That's easy to understand. Now, the people who came over here, coming from the east to the west, those people, mm-hmm. what color were they first? So we can get an idea of who these enemies are. What color were they?
If you're talking about the Slavics, then those are the Caucasians. Those are all of them.
I'm saying the first
people.
Those
are the slave ships.
So the first slave ships came from.
They were the only slave ships.
So
George
there was
Washington
no air,
and all, and it's, listen,
there was,
George Washington
there was,
and his cousin
there was no Arab,
and get
there
on the ship
no
and go to France.
There was no Arab slave ships.
This is what I'm saying. You know, Astoria, New York City today, Queens is called Astoria. That city laid there for over 1,000 years by the time
I,
the people
I ain't got
came
a problem
over
with
here.
That. I ain't got a problem with that.
That's what I'm saying.
The people
there's
came
no,
over
there's
here.
No slave trade.
There's no slave trade.
They lied.
There's no slave trade. Okay.
No, because the only time white people have any accurate record over here is coming from ships. They don't have no history of the time frame of America.
Hold on, time out, because I know there's a lot of people who love history. You got to disconnect somewhere. Now you telling me that Chief Warhorse and all the some dudes came over here and made trade with them somehow. It had, because it don't look like we all had it good. Somehow these people convinced these people who you say is us to give them this land now or help develop it through. We got weapons here. We are high civilization. We got the Jaguar cults are here. We got the Amalek here. Ain't like ain't no stuff here. I'm saying to you is if they were able to lose it, who was these groups that came over here first? That was persuasive enough. Were they black-looking people or were they white people only? Like you're saying only. You're telling me white people came over here and did all this, but there's no black people helping them at all. Because from my readings, blacks are all in the Mediterranean. The whole Moorish Moroccan Empire fucked the hell out of Spain. Ethiopia got knights.
Nope.
I mean, they got
nope.
So
nope.
Nobody.
That's
nope.
Not
okay.
That. Nope. Nope. No. Nope. The whole Moor history they put out there is not even accurate either.
Okay, well,
their history they put out is not even accurate.
Well,
and no, it's not you wrong. You are not wrong. Anything you're saying right now is not wrong. I just understand that. That's what we've been told. That's
right.
What all they showed us.
But
I went further and found it. And it's right here in our face. It's in our face right here in the United States Archives, Library of Congress. Everything. Everything's there.
Because you see, they got a lot of answers. Because most people are
you can walk in. You can walk in.
Okay. Now, if you walk in right now. Hold on. Because you walk in right now, which, again, you said you got. Remember now, you going through this line that you told us that you got Ethiopian in you. So, obviously, I'm thinking, man, you got Ethiopian. They accepted you over there. So, I mean, are you saying the Ethiopians are going to be able to? Because basically, you claiming the throne of Ethiopia. Right when you say we should go do this, so I mean, how can Ethiopia
do
this?
I don't claim. Listen, I don't claim throne. I come from a royal family.
Right,
that's not me trying
whatever.
To claim or
yeah,
trying
yeah,
to be.
Family,
I'm just saying that's just reality. That's not me trying. I don't have to try to do anything. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Whatever's going to happen is going to manifest.
All right, well,
so I'm not trying to be in a superficial position.
But then how
are
you
going to
get?
I jump over everybody.
But how are you going to break? Okay,
because
no.
I'm.
But I just want black people to see something.
Because if you have the information that you're a country right now, then you start looking into the records and say, you know what? I don't have to listen to these folks. They tricked us. We don't have to move.
Okay.
None of this. This
yeah,
is all.
Many people said that.
Once the mind frame changed, we're not asking for nothing no more. We're getting ready to take back. We don't have
now.
To ask no more. We don't need
to
be scared. We don't need to be scared.
Hold on. We got to get clarity to people out there. Now, I want y'all to know now, we all thought, okay, I'm saying that the level that we at in knowledge today, and the level with the yin and the yang and the black and white trade, I'm just asking y'all today, think about it. If y'all heard people say the grocery stores. Now, if you got alternatives to the grocery stores, do not say nothing. I'm 100 with you. Now, those of you who know what I'm talking about, I'm about to go with this. I'm not really saying that none of y'all, because I've heard some of this by different groups. I said, well, let's go to the courthouse. But then when I dig deep to the courthouse, everybody going to take me to Switzerland. Remember? The Court of International Settlement.
all this stuff that we used to be told, we got to sign our names in red, put a fingerprint in blood, put your name in all lowercase, upper. This is kind of like one-on-one stuff to me. So when I see that, it did not work yet. Because I know we took a dabble in it. It's way more complex. Because see, what happens is, when you got secret ops, courts that ain't even legal in America, it's going to be hard for you to understand the severity if they call true martial law. Now, what my brother's saying is, we know George Washington, but right now ain't a treaty to stop them from doing genocide. Unless we can come up with intellect to find out how to stop the genocide of this, because right now we see that they can kill lots of people if they want to. Now, I'm going to hear some solutions, Dave, right, from all y'all. Because you said, but I want people to think about what you just said. He said that George Washington, whether he was king, pharaoh, okay, that's fine. Where did the disconnect happen where we at this level, where we like number? I got some Dr. Claude for y'all. I mean, when we look at our economic status, y'all saying that the time that Clayton Allen Powell, I'm bringing out this perspective with facts and history right now, too. If you go and say, tell me that we got the most, you was in the military, some of the most prestigious fighters, what if they would have known what we know now, that we fighting against our land, instead of saying, nah, we ain't fighting the planes for y'all unless we get something. Now they prove in movies, I mean, they prove in movies they couldn't win. I gave you y'all chill. I'm about to go to the next. They prove in movies that we flying, diving, doing all kind of acrobatics, racism on us, being, and we got the fortitude, strength, perseverance to handle that, and then we do it exceedingly great. And that, what is the repercussions from this? Did it trickulate into wealth for what we talk about? Black people talking about they out of the nation, or let's fight this thing. It's our land. Okay, it's our land. It takes some resources now to fight whatever you're going to fight, be it illegally.
But you forgot.
Militarily.
We was put under the sorcery, too. So
whatever,
all that's working against us.
Right. It's a lot of work against us.
So we're working against ourselves. But not consciously. You're not gonna wake up and say I'm a.
Y'all just said earlier that we've been taught to hate America. Now, if you hate your own land, not you. I'm talking about what we're talking about. If you hate your own land, of course you know it's your land. That's why you're so passionate. You know it has history here. But the problem is, when you have a group called Pan-Africanism, it's taught to you by certain groups of people. Let's get deep. Y'all ready for some deepness? I told you, I don't play today. We got a game later on. Now, let me get some more calls. I got 5095. I got 0997. Let me bring y'all in. Y'all been holding so long, y'all got to say something. Let's go with 5095.
Greetings.
Greetings, all.
That's what the gentleman is talking about. People need to dig into the death certificates of dead family members, find out who they is, and act accordingly. Another thing, you can go to the U.S. Customs and Immigration, do a FOIA request, find out if you're a citizen or not, and they'll do an index search report, meaning they'll find out who your surname, who you belong to surname-wise, family-wise, where your family come from here in America. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. the solution. Said a lot and a little bit of a talk.
Hold on, say that stuff because I know it's fast. Okay, now, I'm assume if not, you know somebody did it or you did it. So basically, what comes of that once it's been done? How do we look at what should we be looking for? Because we do this because they got us people to do it, send this to the House, send it to the Congress, and we get something back, but then we still see these same things happening that we're saying that shouldn't happen. How's that work then?
The problem is language and communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of words that have different meanings that people are using. Case in point, we have this, people keep identifying other people by color of skin and not by their nationality, meaning where do they really come from? You see, all these white people coming over here, he mentioned those files. Yeah, that's true. They were, you know, we can put it in a context. They were Europeans, Irish, British, mm-hmm. French. You know, that sort of thing, instead of just saying that they're white, you know what I mean? And that,
right.
What that does is that
right.
confusion.
Nationalism. So you say nationalism.
let's get this term with mobilized.
You breaking up, bro.
Yeah, real bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Now, that you're making so much sense. Let's go with that. These groups think that this is better than they and able to still have flags because I know some Arab nations, you cannot put flag on your, another flag on your house. Even African nations would not allow you to put flags on your house. But in America, land, you're able to do all this. You make a sense about doing what I said. I know it's not a job, but I just about, and I hate to say it, like that Tea Party movement.
They actually, really got you bad. You break it up really bad.
Oh, man, that's terrible. I'm not going to mute y'all. Mute y'all stuff, and let me see, because I know if too much static open on them lines, here's the internet. I did, somebody did tell me, so just mute. If you're just holding on, this mutant. If I hear me better, once it's coming next, it's going to be 0997. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can
okay.
You hear me?
Yes, I hear you real
peace,
good.
Peace.
Just mute yourself.
Man, I just wanted
on
to
internet.
Touch on what
go
the
ahead.
Brother was saying because he was dropping some good ones. You got to go to the
yes.
Congressional records. The congressional records tell you they was at the war with the melanated Indian in America. There was no Europeans over here when they came over here.
Right.
You also got to
right.
Look at Dumb the Versus. You got to look at Dumb the Versus. There's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb the Versus and what's the other one? Unum Sanctum. You also have to look at Sesquivae Trust Act, which is the Vatican. Remember, the Vatican is the puppet master behind the scene. They run all this shit. I don't care. Look at the when you look at my man at the Vatican when they walking around, look at they got the little kubini on the back of their head. That's the little Jewish hat. The little
right.
Beanie they wear. It's the same
right.
Hat that
right.
The Jewish people wear. But see
absolutely.
People not paying attention to their game. These people are all connected. Now, when you come to America, remember these Europeans came here in many ways. They came here as indentured servants. They had to serve the land for 7 years, serve a master. So you have something called transportation. I hope I'm not talking too fast or too loud, man. They have something that they call transportation. And what transportation
mm-hmm.
was, long before they sent the European Britons and all them boys over to Australia, they were sending them here.
Right.
See, this is how the corporations and the plantations began. They sent all these people over here. These people work for corporations. They work for businesses. Remember, the church is nothing but a huge corporation. That enveloped
sure.
Everything, like you was talking about Davos last week. Now they're saying that they created a disease called X. They're saying it's more complicated than COVID-X, but it comes from COVID-X. But the one thing is the better about it is kill ratio is more detrimental.
High. Of course, yeah. Sure.
So
that's
these
crazy.
People
that's,
sit back
you, I'm
and
so
they try
happy
to
y'all.
Find ways to...
I'm so
go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, I'm happy you say it because... they will have a kill to be in Switzerland. That's,
well, remember, when you say Davos, Switzerland, you talking about the bankers of the world. All the money's
dang.
In Switzerland. Well, Bern, Switzerland is where they keep all the money. Bern, Switzerland. That's also the universal postal system, too. Bern, Switzerland. So, this is the control stuff. So, when anytime you send a mail and whatnot, it's international. You were talking about putting a fingerprint on the... or a blood fingerprint on the back of a document missing that to pay bills, that's another
yeah.
thing. It's no way to pay a bill with a deficient dollar, with a fluctuating rate note or a fiat dollar. It's not backed by anything but the full faith and confidence of the public. You're the surety against the debt. You're the human capital that they talk about. You
now,
when they talk about human resources, you're the human resource.
Right.
And
now,
you're
I
the
know
two
one,
stops.
But,
you got
now, about that because so deep. It's, what you say, in fact, and everything, but I don't see the same. Makes sense. Now we do these facts now. People who thought they couldn't sue again, there was a lot of y'all thinking that, but we feel there's a way. It's unconstitutional. So basically, we're saying that there is laws out there. Day is there. But we hear that common law. We hear that these different common law, bylaws, law, and then
the we got
dry
the common
bones,
law.
Dry
the,
bones.
The common
dry
law
bones
is the highest law,
can,
but the Equal Access to the Equal Trust Law is the law.
I got you, but I want to ask
one. Dry bones, if you can, you need to find a way to dial in because you're modulating real bad.
Right, you're going in and out of it.
As you are.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. More callers. Questions out there.
Yeah, but don't sleep on the Ecological Depot Trust Law. That's the whole law of the land. That comes from the Vatican. Everything that you see, all the laws and stuff they put in place comes from the Vatican, basically. And the Vatican, they stay here. And they're the puppet master. And it's the, remember, there's three popes. It's the white pope, the black pope, and the gray pope. Remember, the church just said, the church just ordained gay marriage. They say it's all right. Remember that now.
But the Jesuits, he came over.
You're going out on this, Bones. You're going
right.
Out
I can't hear you at all now.
I'm saying,
without
I'm
understanding
saying.
Anything you're saying, Dry Bones.
Oh shoot! Hold on.
Did he just do
maybe it? He could call somebody else and three-way himself in.
0997.
Okay,
what you're talking about?
Can y'all hear me?
I appreciate that. Speak a little bit more on that.
Yeah,
I think we can hear you better now.
New.
Okay. Cool.
Want to be, because what happened? Get some more calls.
Yeah, they messing with you, Dry Bones.
They're still going in and out. They definitely messing with him. Oh, my goodness.
Let me see what happened.
Are we still on? Oh, did he get one of
these? Mute yourself. Mute yourself. Let me. Everybody just mute yourself. I'm bringing it up because it's a lot of lies. The internet is a bunch of, but the West say, it's everywhere. On. So I got y'all to get some more calls. Let me go to another. You can hear me. 4007.
Dry Bones.
Go.
Yeah, man, but you're breaking up. You can't hear what you're saying, man. You're modulating very badly. You half of what you say is gone. We don't even understand what's going on.
I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, man, because, I caught the program from the beginning and for once. And, all this color crap, this black and white crap we continue with, if we just would know our story, and know that Europa was the name of the continent over there, and it was us who was the first people that populated the whole thing from the north, far north, all the way down to the Mediterranean. That's the facts, y'all. Go check it out yourselves. So the first immigrants over here from England were us. We're brown, melanated, tawny, swarthy people. That's who populated Europa, not no white, no such a thing. That's a situation that the Olmecs helped provide, putting those people up in the Caucasus because they couldn't survive down here in the South because it was too hot. And these are experimental beings. These people you all refer to as white. These are experimental people, creatures actually, taken up from the ground, made to stand up straight. Yeah, they got video of it. You can see it. I lived in Europa for 12 years. I traveled the whole place. Even today, you find a lot of us over there if you travel properly. If you stay just in the cities, no, you ain't going to see that. But if you get out in the countryside in the different parts of the different states over there, you're going to see the same kind of thing. You're going to see this mixture thing, plus all the colonial stuff that they've done. Everywhere they went, they mixed with the people. That's the only way they could live, And so this is this whole idea that we are stuck with over here in this black and white thing and out of Africa theory, that's all the Boule. That's all W.E.B. Du Bois and the Talented Tenth and all these need to grows who was sucked up into Harvard and Yale and the rest of them, and all those places became what they became, utilizing and stealing people from all around the country and enslaving them. Because we were here. We were here from coast to coast. If you read the chronicle of Lewis and Clark, Meriwether Lewis wrote, wherever they went west of the Mississippi, they found the spiral hair people in charge. And that's in the 1790s, folks. You don't know this? We don't know this stuff? I mean, this is ridiculous. We're in the 21st century,
and we
don't even know our story.
I don't think they know. Now,
they don't.
They start looking up those death certificates. They'll know. They start looking into their family history. They'll know.
Now, here's the thing with black people today, and let's make some clarity, because I'm loving y'all on this. I've figured out some things. I don't think nobody said this. Everybody said that we're here. So that should be a mute subject now. We know from the mound, the Jaguar Colts, we got that. My question is, y'all, he said Europa. Let's go see that. What you just added, Brother Tariq, was some new components. You said Europa, and I know where you're coming from. But how about the land of Albion? When I looked up Europa, I found Albion in the bad boy name, too, where the land of albinos. So I'm figuring out, now we say we drove people out who was leprosy, if this is the case. That means that this genetic thing that we still today in Africa cults, y'all might not do it, but some cults still go after these people and eat them for potions. That's a fact. So I'll be saying somehow, okay, Albion, albino, over time, wouldn't it be taken over by a black if they were to go into these countries and have, treaties and wars and taking them into actually to the Slavic land from the Arabs, I got the proof from Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark. I got to play them because I mean that's the age group that I learned this from. Some of y'all maybe have y'all not heard that Albion was called Europa was called Albion. Is there anybody on the line right now?
Yes.
Now, I just want to make sure we got
the same thing you said about the albino. It happened in Africa, so you just confirmed it. I mean,
that's my point. That's the point.
We
I'm
are the first
from,
albino.
Right.
Come on,
right.
Damn.
That's some scary stuff now. Hold on.
The persecuting of them. The persecuting of them. That's actually happened while even during the time I have been traveling, not in that country, but in
it's
that
happening
that
now,
country.
Right. It's happening right now.
Now,
I just want y'all to know something. I don't just listen to people from these countries. When you link up there, I've met a lot of people. They gave me, I said, well, damn, if they're over there treating these people like this, and they're the ones making them. They're the ones making the albinos. It's a genetic. Now, I look at this great wizardry of book called the Bible. It mentions albinos all through the damn shit. The Jahazi, Moses, and them was cursed with this albino curse. They hands white, leprosy. So we talking about genetic warfare even in the Bible. Now, let's go to Davos. That name alone. That name alone would lead me to Africa for sure. Because Switzerland is Swaziland. Somebody ever heard that before? Did I make that up? Did anybody hear that Switzerland is Swaziland? Anybody?
No.
I ain't heard that.
Where does that come from?
Switzerland is Swaziland. Never heard of it. Let me get some more calls. Keep that thought because I got the clip. Keep that thought down.
Are you talking about Swaziland like what Ben Franklin just described?
Swaziland
is a part of Southern. They said Ben Franklin had letters about that, but that's as far as all I know on that part of being called that. But
I mean, because they're saying all y'all talk Africa and y'all say about America. Now I know you ain't met, because remember, Lincoln was called Skippy Africanus for some strange reason. Then we got John Hanson. Those of y'all who talking about, I got the book. The first president, lucky I was able to get it. John Hanson is playing, and then we get these dudes from the Middle East hanging out with them. Prince Whipple. How is Prince Whipple hanging out with George Washington and got they got the black dude in every picture at the Masonic Halls in D.C. How is that?
Because
how
they appointed
that,
George Washington.
And on top of that, they got George Washington as a black man. They got George Washington as a black man in his Masonic
temple. They got Benjamin Banneker Bay.
White
Benjamin Banneker Bay. Come on, Benjamin Banneker Bay. Mm-hmm. All y'all know. How some black dude going to get up? Now, let's get make some sense of this, y'all, because this is a program with facts. Don't get emotional. How?
A Lafayette?
But how do your people be enslaved? Now, this dude, people enslaved, Bay, Benjamin Banneker Bay, and yet the French supposedly, they needed help. The Grand Lodge of the Orient needed help over here. And then you say the king of the Pharaoh, which is George Washington, he laid the first cornerstone. It's starting to make sense to me here. And he laid the and they already told you who laid the first cornerstone. That's just one-on-one masonry. So if he laid the first cornerstone and he hanging with the Holy Diadem crew, but that's white hats, the Holy Diadem crew, and he's riding around on these wars with this dude, and then y'all say to me, how is it that we don't, it's already known. You don't think they know that? Why would the Prince, how could Prince Hall, a black regiment in Boston, of all things, you know, and now who get the first black coach? Boston, the Boston Patriots. See, they're giving you Benjamin Banneker all over again.
That's right. Bill Belichick stepped down. Now they got a black coach for the Patriots. That's it.
That's
are
y'all
ready
that's
for
tomorrow?
Right there.
This is going to be.
I like that one.
I told you, we on the dry bones, baby. We don't play. Now they
fall. Hey, you swung pretty hard on that one, Jabon. You swung pretty hard on that one. I like that.
Go ahead. 9857.
Yeah.
Miami, I hear you. Go ahead, Miami. 9857. Okay. Let me go to 7.
I'm here.
There you go. You got your hand up, man. Go ahead. We ain't here for you, man.
Hey,
we're gonna do an APB all, man. Hey, everybody, hey, we got you on the air. Oh no.
Hey, man, but first let me say my condolences, man. I heard about your sister, man. I wanna say my condolences.
Yes.
We expected you at a little event. They told me you were gonna come. I was there, but you didn't.
I got back. And over my brother's house. Yeah, it happened during that whole time frame. So yeah, but
oh man, sorry to hear, brother.
Very smooth. Yes. Yes.
All right, brother. All right, man.
Well, good to have you in the house, though, man. Good to have you. What's happening?
Yeah, it's in a minute, man. Have happy 2024 to everyone, man. And we gotta brace ourselves, man, because I hear all the talk. I hear all the reminiscing of what once was and the attachments to the aboriginal things of that nature. But in moving forward, there were major events impacting this planet in terms of even races and extraterrestrials. So we have a lot of things happening. There is no one linear path to finding the truth at the present time. However, you gotta brace yourself to what's coming down the pipe. You know, and right now we really got to get ready for the sequence of events that are probably already lined up. And we're getting all the cues now, you know, in terms of where the world is setting up right now. We got the Putin situation in Ukraine. We look like we're trying to go into another war in the Gulf with these Houthis. We still have the political infighting back and forth. Expressing those who do support the orange man, his statement last, I think, 2 weeks about they could have worked it out between and doing a civil war. That was very, very insulting and also disrespectful. I think anyone that would support that man after hearing him even utter those words to me is just as much as offline as he is in terms of their sanity. You know, so we need to know what's gracing. I think white rage. It's something that we got to get ready for. If they don't get what they want, and chances are they're not going to get it, the actual government has already set its hand against that, no matter what anyone thinks.
Right. So hold on, that's a good statement. Stay with me on that because you made some sense. Because we got an election coming up. I know you mentioned the orange man. Everybody, now hold on. I don't know exactly What made you say that one? But let's go with this premise. Let's go with the premise. What you just said makes some sense of it.
When I say white ready, you know, get ready. When I say white ready, that, you know, that officer that might have pulled you over for a seatbelt ticket might give you 15 tickets. I'm going to express
the white,
race in that type of format.
But the white
format.
People going against themselves, too. Now, that's the crazy part. Now, hold on, because you make the sense. I want to make sure we keep it. What you saying, I feel you. But don't you find the weird that white people have deemed them to go against their own people?
Well, yeah, there is an infighting. There is an infighting.
But use a commercial. They told us this a long time ago. They're going to use commercials. Every commercial is a black man with a white woman, a white woman with a bad bacteria. It's Chinese now. Let me ask that. I know what you're saying, but how do you explain that maybe we're fighting a globalism that is so pervasive now? It's beyond the Western thought pattern. Everybody thinks what Western thought is so great, but let's just say that we already say this is global. I'm going to tell you now, when we go into the next part of the program, this is a global agenda. You're not a skinny.
I think we got new constructs going into the next age that are going to be the new constructs going to the next age are going to be planted right now. We're witnessing that right now.
That's
old thinking, old lines of thoughts right now that includes dominant society that had this already hierarchical structure. That's going to be decimated. That's a fact. That's written on the wall, and some might be delusional about it, but it's already written. That's pretty much accepted. So the constructs that are being established now is what you got to be mindful of. When I say the white race aspect, it's just that those are the ones who enjoyed the benefits of that hierarchical positioning, which is going to be demineralized right now. It's going to be, minimalized. So
now
I'm
going to go with this premise that y'all, because I want y'all to realize when y'all say something, the blueprint of what y'all say resonates, and then it becomes factually manifestable. We're gonna have elections now. Now I only tell people this. I don't know what it is, but for the blacks, some blacks have Trump hate. I don't know. It's like I know he say things, and then we hear something, then we replay it again. It's not quite there. I don't know what people think about the Civil War, but I will say this. Y'all just said that Abraham Lincoln was Skippy Africanus. And Pascal Randolph, a black sage who brought all the knowledge. He is Prince Whipple to Lincoln. And the black world seems to have a thing where you come over here from the East, set up camp, you would know black people are obviously, based on what we're seeing, trade was going on, and then we see that a lot of blacks is in power that we don't like to talk about. This is what we're going to do in Black History coming up. See, I'm going to talk about the blacks who held those trusts. Everything y'all saying right now, them blacks that held the trust already was in the Hamptons. You know blacks was already in the Hamptons. We got this belief. Yeah. They just got there. They've been in the Hamptons. No. Now, this is the type of stuff that kind of upsets me because I hate to say it, but this is real easy, man. We have forefathers who told us this stuff. We don't have forefathers.
We blended into this experiment. That's what I want to use that keyword, experiment. We were hands-on in certain aspects of it. You know, we were hands-on in that. Our ancestors were hands-on that in some aspects of it. However,
absolutely.
So constructs change. In the introductory of the human exploitation aspect from slavery. Racial subgroups pop up, of crossbreeding. We all were screwing each other. That's a fact.
Number one, crossbreeding. Ain't that what the Bible
exactly.
say? Now, hold on. If you crossbreeding and then got the... Now, here's where I got a problem with black. Remember, I said there's going to be the facts. The facts show that wherever a black army went, some kids pop out. Now, I'm trying to figure out now, where is the rationale with y'all denying this shit is kind of where the psychosis is at. Like, how you denying? Okay, let's get real. We about to have some fun. Now, all y'all know is right now, we up on everything. Y'all the news. Dry Bones is the real news. Now, look what happened to Davos. I think some brother said it already. See, I didn't even have the clip. He didn't know I had the clip, but the clip was already, I said, we got to play this one. Anytime somebody going to tell us this, y'all, and I'm glad y'all picked up on it, that's why y'all drop on, is say we going to get them. How could somebody tell us this?
Delegates gathering in Davos for the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum are faced with a daunting range of global challenges. Worsening conflicts, worsening climate change, a weak global economy, fears over artificial intelligence, attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. In its report published Wednesday, the summit organizers said disinformation is the biggest short-term risk.
The potential impact on elections worldwide over the next 2 years is significant, and that could lead to elected governments' legitimacy being put in question. And this, in turn, could, of course, threaten democratic processes, lead to further social polarization, riots, strikes, or even intrastate violence.
The summit takes place against the backdrop of two major wars in Ukraine and Gaza. Among those due in Davos are the Israeli President Isaac Herzog, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Chinese Premier Li Qiang, and US Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Alongside political leaders will be hundreds of the world's most powerful chief executives. Critics say their wealth has increased while billions are getting poorer.
Across the world, people are feeling extraordinary hardship. And at the same time, you know, there's a few sprinting off at the very top into the distance, and some of them will be in Davos. And it is, yes, a space for dialogue, for important discussions, even for holding political and business leaders to account. It's why organizations like Oxfam take part. But it's also not an international democratic space in which, you know, transparent, accountable decisions are being made.
Summit organizers say it's vital to bring together political and business leaders to find solutions to the world's myriad challenges. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
They talking about disinformation now. Now, those of you who study Nazi stuff, Russian espionage, the Bolshevik Wars, all these propaganda pieces, Africa, Zimbabwe, Angola. I mean, I don't know what I got to say. Bonnie Fasica. I mean, they have killed Thomas, brother Thomas over there in Africa. I mean, they did everything who tried to do good. Everybody who tried to do Libya, Gaddafi. And then y'all got the gall to come on as if this shit easy. Do you see the
amount
of killing? Yeah, it doesn't exist. Now, they all killed off everybody y'all went to a rally for in the past 10 years. Because y'all were saying at the meeting, gold and silver, I know, sounds real to me, it's in the Bibles and all the constant, this money, funny money. Yet, they tell you on TV every day, get gold and silver. Now, who fault is it if you ain't trying to do it? If you know your 401k can be put into it, you can't sit there and say they ain't telling you. That's some bullshit. They telling you every day. Then they had the nerve to give you the dumb black folks. That was, I love you still, but we're going to have gold parties. We're going to give them all our gold and silver. And then I go with the gold was given to them by the Arabs. I go to the Arabs because they cool. I said, man, how y'all do that? He said, oh, we got insurance. I said, "Who from who? Lloyd's of London. I said, what the fuck? What?
Wow.
What? You just can't go get gold. That's how you know we crazy. You just can't go to somebody here and say, here, take the gold, and I'm going to sell it. And he going to give you money. That means they insured. They insured for the gold. And I said, man, people don't even know this, man. Come on, man. You don't even know this. And you want them to go to court, the battle, the most satanic demon on the planet. Let's get some more calls. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to hear something in the news. They put a thing where Biden make it legal for illegals to get money loans for free and getting cars and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they putting that in the news.
All I know is that they able to get money. Now I've been watching what the news say. Y'all the real news. If your area is now taking in people and telling you that you can't stay there now, they got to use it for that, you're going to be in trouble real soon. Real
well,
sure.
here's the plug to Dry Bones. You have to understand, right? It's a switcheroo because no one is actually calling out the corporations that are also giving up this money to secure
Black
these
Rock.
Immigrants. They want to focus
Black
you
Rock.
On the immigrants,
we
but
give
no
it
one
to
is calling
the
corporations that employ the construction
Black
workers.
Black
you got to understand where that money. No one is talking about it. They talk about the immigrants. You want to focus on the immigrants. You're gonna have a problem because right now Texas is risking the federal government going after them.
The immigrants are already. Think about what you're saying. The immigrants. Let's just use our area. The immigrants have already been given more power than y'all see than the citizens. So obviously they already admit to y'all that blacks ain't citizens.
They're the workforce.
Right. So that means that, like Dr. Clark, which I'm going to play. Dr. Clark, Dr. Ben warned us, all of them warned us, said that what group who, now even if you hate the Democratic Party or the Republican, you hate Trump, just think logically. What group, we giving our power over, I'm 60, over 60 years of one group saying they supposed to give us this, leaders done died. People been beat up. We done lost revenue and land. Riots only in certain zip codes. You can't figure this out by now. Riots ain't in the Palacio Coral Gables. It ain't going to never go over there. It's going to go where it needs to go. Now, who can tell me you don't see this? And then, if, like I say, you could talk about Trump all you want. You should be saying to yourself, how the hell I let myself get locked into the demonic party that does the opposite. You are now
and remember when the propagandists talk about immigrants, it's not just Mexicans.
Right. Yeah.
People
everybody
just
coming in.
It's just Mexicans.
No,
it's not.
Ain't no
it's
Mexicans.
You're still losing focus on the switcheroo. The corporations are the ones that are putting up this money
well,
to make
fine.
Sure this thing goes through.
But why is America's a corporation now? America's a I'm asking what y'all been saying for years. So why are y'all surprised? America's a corporation.
Mayors and governors that are working with the corporations and the banks. This is a tier-level system.
Thanks.
You know how much money they're making right now with their investments on these new construction? $100 million sky high rises being built for $40 million on the backs of immigrants. You get what I'm saying? If they're making that type of money, 1,000% return, you can forget about it, man.
Trillionaires.
Forget about it, bro. They ain't losing.
Now,
they win.
Now you talking real talk now. See, that's why I say I love y'all because y'all talk real talk. We can't fake this and make it a comedic scheme. Now, we could talk to all the people who need in real estate right now. Yeah, if you got something now, hold on to it. That's all I can tell you. Make sure it's secure or whatever you need to make sure because, see, like y'all been saying for years, they made eminent domain because they got us as a tenant. So if you ain't got secure bonds or whatever it is for your house, it could be taken through taxes. So they got that already.
It ain't just your
house.
It could be your farmland because it happened here in Tennessee before.
Right.
The state of Tennessee invoked eminent domain on some black farmers and took their land and gave the shit to Ford for building an electric truck plant.
Now you voted for this. But hold on, black people, you voted for this. Because when you voted Democrat, you voted immediate Green Deal. Now, you could talk about Trump, but he jumped out the Paris Agreement, the Grand Orient Agreement. See, that's the part that y'all don't like to talk about because I don't know if y'all know
the
call real good or not. I don't know what y'all know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I was saying the governor of Tennessee, Billy, that allowed that to happen with the eminent domain of Ford, he's a Republican.
Oh, see, one in there. Now, that's good. So that's going to show you that you got the Republican, which is the Rhino Party, in the Republican Party because it's fractions of this. Y'all seen this all coming. And we all know we never told you, ain't the Bush family the Nazis? I mean, we told you this years. I gave people books. I said, they thought I was crazy. I said, the Bush family is with the Nazis. And motherfuckers would be like, man, get the fuck out of here. Because you know why? Now, he's still loved by blacks. He kissing Obama's wife. See, that's why I know y'all don't really know some things.
Hey, that's
like,
how the trade with
Obama's
the
husband.
They should have took all of their wealth right there, but they let them go.
but they let them go. Now, hold on. Now, y'all talking some deep stuff. Now, we got these groups. I hear you next, sister. We got these groups. I want y'all to know what's going to be the attack on our minds. Now, you got groups out there saying, I mean, they coming out with some hell of a digital information, stuff that you've been hearing for your life being affirmated as you got older now. You see that you wasn't kidding yourself. It's real. So now they know that there's a group out there that know it's real. They know it's real. The ones they going for ain't the ones that know it's
real.
Can
you hear me, Bob?
Yeah, they want the ones that don't know it's real. And that's where we at. I hear you.
I give you a solution. I give you a solution, Dry Bones. I'll let you know right now,
Give me one. That infrastructure bill,
that $5 billion bill that everybody's still mad at Democrats about, right, under Biden, had they known that if any black city, especially old black cities that needed to be upgraded, could benefit heavily from that bill, even in electrifying infrastructure grids and everything. No one talked about that.
They ain't gonna talk about that.
You got black towns that are going extinct because the populations are gone. Okay, right now, if you're losing the big cities, go back to them old black towns that your forefathers established, that everybody abandoned. You know what I'm saying? That infrastructure bill alone had clauses that they could upgrade to electrical buildings into the 21st century.
Now, I'll figure like this. Now, do we really want electrical cities? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, y'all getting clues that you could be cut off.
But that infrastructure bill, isn't that tied in with the global sustainable development agenda, though? That's the question. It's here. They allocated the money. It's already here.
It's already here. So my point is, you're saying a mute point because basically, if you already know, and now with the diversity movement that's of inclusion, you can put a black face in anything. Does not mean that black face is working for your best interest. The black face is working
if tied back into sustainable development, DEI, it's the same
shit. That's right.
Because
I know right now in Dade County, everybody, I'm going to start where I know, everything has already been taken over. Now, here's a Republican governor now. I'm going to show you how crazy she gets. And we got a Democratic mayor. The Democratic mayor, which we said on this program, see, I give you who did the Soros. George Soros gave her the money. She instituted sustainable development here. And now we're going to have an interstate battle with pirates for land rights. Now, everybody know, I'm going to show you how people thought. Everybody know they found Native American rights right here in Miami, y'all. The Miami Native American, right here in Miami.
The Buccaneers play today too.
Yeah, that's right. They got the right deal. They got Buffalo Bill Cody in the damn Tampa Bay. Now I'm saying to y'all is they give you these clues. You say the Vatican bought the football players. So let's assume the Vatican is in football. Let's just assume it. And let's just assume they're in the politics like y'all been saying. Then we can't trust nobody, obviously, right? Let's go with that premise. If they got their hands in the hidden hand, they can't trust be trusted. But the simple thing that your boy told you, the LGBTQ Bernard Russell, he said that we can't even think the same way no more. He did say that. He said, you can't think the way of the past. If we want to get these infrastructures, then we would have to invest in them and then have them legislatively done properly. Otherwise, there is no real recourse with violence. Now, here's what violence is going to do. I'm going to give it to you straight up so you can hear. I know black America think they tough. I know they do. But you ain't have a foreign agency bringing in mercenaries. You ain't had that yet. Yeah. You so used to white folks. You don't realize that that's the only enemy you ever can, you can't imagine nobody else. Ain't that strange? I can listen to these calls, and when I put the book together, you cannot get away from white people. You don't care if the heiress was the longest running slave trade in the world. You could care less. You got to just have white folks a part of everything. They got to be a part
of
all kinds
of shit. When they initiated them shots, I tell this story all the time at the VA hospital when I was in Chicago. Them guys came up to me. My wife told me, don't come home unless I take that shot. Your own enemy could be in your own goddamn house.
So I'm trying to figure out here. That's what we got to go here. Because when you're under alien attack, it's called placebos. Remember the placebo game with the Funkadelics? See, they do. See, the placebo syndrome. See, they know how to make a placebo in your house. Your kids are now your new placebos, and they running rampant. Matter of fact, they are now legions. That's how far this goes. See, when you can get a group to bust up their own neighborhood and then say, look what corporate America know they planted these people to do it. You just don't meet up at a goddamn Walmart and just tear it apart. That's orchestrated.
Hey, remember, the destabilizing nation, and that's the name of their game. Remember what their game is. Their game is disorganization. They create the problem and the solution. So they give you the
problem, reaction, solution. Yep.
Solution.
Thank
yep.
you, sir.
That's
Thank
it.
You, sir. Thank you.
That's
Thank
it.
You. Thank
That's
you.
It. That's it.
So
now
they do their thing in that construct right there, because now they can pull in a narrative and they can take it where they want to take it.
You next, bro. You next. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I heard
I
you.
Thought
go
I was
ahead.
Next. Drive on. Oh, I thought I was next.
Okay, I did say that. Brother, you are next right after her. So y'all try to make it like 2 minutes so this brother can get over. 2 minutes. Go ahead. You next, bro. I got you.
Okay, what I wanted to say earlier was saying about real estate. The trial in New York State against Trump was dealing with real estate. Now, everybody knows that real estate is next to gold and silver, because land and houses make you money. And despite of the joint tenant or the tenant, joint is if you're married, tenant is on there. You still get the write-off. You still get the benefit. We just know, because I had a person say, oh, I don't want a house because it's not real. It is real, but it's not. You're not totally in control of it. But you do make money off of it. But the case, and I bring this up because the brother was talking about the orange man. The orange man is more powerful and more prosperous among the black people because of these false charges. The charge in New York State, it's about him. They're claiming that he falsified his records, embellished his accounts, and also the DA went on record saying that she's going to get him.
Okay.
She's going to do this.
Hold
she's going to do that.
Hold on. Because sometimes I go so long, I gave you a chance to get your point. Okay, so basically you saying real estate is profitable, and that is good, which I agree. But the thing with Trump, everything happens is with a black woman. Atlanta. In New York,
right.
She's a black district attorney. Atlanta's a black district attorney. Okay, you next, Bill. I can't finish my point.
Can y'all
just have respect? People are waiting. Let him get in. Now, hold on.
Can you go to line 7472?
4-8-5-3. I don't know. Yeah, I got everybody in, but y'all just have to wait till we get people who've been waiting longer than y'all. 4-8-5-3. Go ahead. You next. You can't be long-winded because I wanted to show the cutoff and then y'all don't get a chance. But go ahead. 4-8-5-3.
Just like what you were saying. Greetings, everybody.
Yeah.
Greetings.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Greetings.
Just like what you were saying, they send infiltrators into environments, just like what they did in Baltimore. They tore up Baltimore. There was an old man that stopped the police from beating up on the young people. And the first thing out of his mouth was, the people that's doing these things aren't even from this community.
Right. Right.
You
That's
know.
What he said. That's what he said.
And the other,
that makes sense.
And the other thing
that
is,
makes sense.
And the other thing is just like what you're saying. They've been talking about these things for a long time. I can't remember the name of this song. But there was a rap group that talked about something about a shot. And this was in the early 90s. You know, a lot of us forget mm-hmm. that who make music have always talked about what is to come or what's going on. You know, there was another
right.
point, but when Sis started talking,
right.
you know, respectfully, I forgot my point, but, you know, nobody has equity if they don't have land. It's just like what you're saying. As long as somebody controls your land, you don't have sovereignty. You know, you don't have sovereignty. If you don't have a place to stay, it's dangerous. You know, you're homeless. If you're homeless, you could easily be kidnapped. You know,
that's what's happening now. They're kidnapping people.
Oh, it just came to me, Dry Bones. This is it. I just I got 2 minutes, but this is brief. There's a sister down your way. She's on Facebook, talking about the electrical companies. Her electric bill is like $300 to $400 a month. So this is more that parasitic activity that's going on.
Right. Now, there used to be a time, I'm going to tell people, that you could go, the Morris used to teach, you could go and discharge electrical bill and certain things. It, there are ways around certain things that it's true. I'm more now to another level of things because I get that part, but this trust money, this account they got. Now, these are more things I would think, if this was a tangible thing, which I'm getting into right now, I know there is some, we got that. The law shows that we bonds, serve, even the Bible say bonds, serve. So they're making bonds out. So now our bonds are like worthless now. Because remember, it's like futures. They got us like in a futuristic where they all sold us for the future. So now they got to let the population, this is what I'm trying to say, how easy this is to see. Now they figure, well, we got to kill off a certain population to bring in a younger population because we can't pay these pensions. We can't pay these high premium insurances because we're going into an age where they're going to have to digitize, and then that digitization is going to create a problem. Now, I said to myself, man, that's deep. I said, wow, but
hey,
y'all been saying it now. Y'all been saying it.
Hey, dry
here's
bones.
Where I want to go.
Hey, but dry bones, if that's the case, if you get control of your trust, how is that going to protect you from digital currency?
That's my point.
The president said
there ain't going to
be no digital currency. He said he's going to wipe that out. He said he's not going to be no digital currency if he get elected.
Right.
He said that yesterday. I was watching the thing. He said there will be
no digital
currency.
Yeah, but that's what they say to get in office.
Hold on, hold
on.
He's saying Trump. Now, he's saying Trump. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say today. Trump said, now, I'm going to tell you something what scares me. Trump and Argentinian president was supposedly, Argentinian president was now the new Trump. I said, hold on. Man. I ain't going to never back to the facts. The Argentina is where the Nazis was at, all I can say, and they are very racist. Just look up Argentina. I mean, you might get through some tourists, but just look up if you had to live there, how you would be treated is the question. And I said, man, I'm seeing things that I didn't think, but to have that happen, I said, wow, this is deep. He's playing, that he ain't with it either. But I'm going to tell y'all, I can't go without letting you know there's Asian provocateurs everywhere. Why you think God, Yahweh, if y'all going to use that, whatever you want to use, when you go to take over a country in the book of Leviticus, you send out Asians first. It's all through the book of Leviticus. I send out the spy. Now, if God is a man of war, in Exodus 15, if he's a man of war, that means he's a supreme strategist. He's a chess player. He's a supreme killer. Now, whether or not the guys don't tell you about women, we're going to do that during Black History Month, that the women were the ones who sold all birthrights in Black history. That's why The Miseducation of the Black Man is the greatest book ever made, because for a boule elite to tell you that the five phases, that's what that movie was about, Tyrone. He showed you every phase of your deception. That's all that was about, Tyrone.
Hey, don't forget,
can I finish making my point now,
Tyrone?
You still got to make more. Go ahead.
You cut me off.
Yeah.
I would like to fit. Everybody else is getting their moments. I want to finish my point.
You like a lot of moments.
Can you put your 7-4-7-2?
Let me give
him. 7-4-7-2?
Go ahead, sister, while I'm looking for him. Go ahead. Hurry up and say your last point. 2 minutes now.
What I'm trying to say.
Make it 2 minutes, though. It can't be 8 minutes. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, what I was trying to say is that the trial in New York is about real estate. They're lying and saying that Trump defrauded his real estate. There is no, and a lot of people are, some people who are confused and saying that these crimes are real. They're not, because in order for a crime to be real, he had to have some kind of damage. Somebody had to take a loss. No banks testified against him. There's no real estate. No real estate got foreclosed. Everybody made money off
it. He's
so,
right. It's made
so
up.
It's made up.
I believe Trump.
Even in Georgia, guys,
it's
my last point. Even in Georgia, the Georgia crime is false too, because of the fact that there's nothing wrong with him saying that the election was fraudulent. Okay. Now, Sammy brought in her boyfriend, who is an accident attorney, has
we
never had
that.
Any criminal No criminal investigation. I mean, no criminal trials at all. Okay, and paid him like four or five times more than the average special prosecutor.
So the
Orange Man is they are giving him a platform because more black people are finding out
now,
that these charges are all made up.
You got to ask some questions. Now it's time for you to ask. Now you there in the ATL? Do they still support this? You can say what you need to say, but I need a live report. How are they looking in the black population? Are they still not seeing that Fannie and Warlock and them is not in their best interest? I mean, and you got the CDC there now. How do you see that? How you see that vibe there? I mean, are they waking up, or are you waking up?
Yes, they're waking up.
They're waking
up. They're waking
right.
up. I had a couple people call me about it and said,
right.
you know, that was
good.
I feel good now.
That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. If you say they waking up, I know there's got to be a change. Cause I know now,
and Trump is leading and they're trying to take him off the ballot in Georgia because
he's
leading.
I got that. You can watch Fox News, and they tell you all the same thing. The thing is, it's made up. But Fox News is made up because, again, I'm going to give you the facts. I can't be one-sided. The facts show that Fox News is Rupert Murdoch. He got to be, y'all just said, the Jillian dialect. He's the antithesis of the real thesis.
And influenced by BlackRock.
Right, through it by BlackRock. So they can't go no more thinking that we just got to look now at certain key elements of what the economy. If Trump says he's going to do digital currency and Jamie Dimon, who's over these major, you know, Chase, says that maybe we should be listening, they must see something that is frightening them at the point where they can't go this direction. Because here's the king. With the Green Deal, everybody, this is where it gets deep. The fact that black folks will let rappers, comedians, and stuff influence them based on giving money by the banking system. The one thing one of them dudes said, that comedians say, that Chris Rock, not Chris Rock, but, you know, Cat Williams said about the dude who did Big Mama. And I listened to him one day he said that anybody taking federal dollars is with the Illuminati. I said, oh, okay, he's coming back hard. Let me go, you know. And I thought about that. I said, you know, it is hard for black America. Everybody, Haitian, Jamaican.
You said Big Mama. You talking about Martin Lawrence or
The one in Atlanta. He came with a comeback.
Tyler Perry.
Not Tyler Perry, the dude who played. I don't know his name, but it's something that the dude named in there. But I'm just saying that he said something back. He would have got the dreads and braided. He was just saying that because they were jumping on him for taking that role, and he said, well, I'm jumping on you for taking Illuminati money. And I said, shit. I said, that's a good one. Now, see, think with the Illuminati money. The Illuminati money. Now, it wasn't Ricky Smiley. He's a young dude. I'm gonna get it. It's not. If you say his name, he Brandon something. Well, you know, Brandon some shit. He's a new dude. He's young looking. He said this because they were going off. He was doing that drinking shit. And I said, okay, that made sense. Now, the question that I asked, because pension.
Brandon T. Jackson.
People just don't realize that your money, no matter what you do, real estate, you want something for that real estate. So you, in order to keep it, if we don't stop it, if they're going to either tax it or you get put eminent domain through Agenda 21, sustainable development, they're going to use this sustainable development to take your land even easier now. Because black people, regardless of what y'all say about Trump, you still voting blindly. You ain't got no alternative but to go with the death cult.
It's
in
dry
the name.
Bones.
It's
dry
in the
bones.
Name.
It goes back
death
to.
Cult.
It goes back to
dry
exactly
bones.
What
all
you said
children.
About that trust.
Yeah.
Ancestral land. We are the original inhabitants of the Americas. If you honor thy mother and father, you'll find out what your mother and father had.
Okay.
Ancestral land cannot be bought or sold. So the original people.
Now, what did Trump say? I'm glad you said, because Trump gave me the clue. Trump came in saying, Pocahontas don't look nothing like you.
Exactly.
Right. So right there. Right
that's
there, if we was really on
he
stoop.
Said, them Indians don't look like Indians. They don't look like Indians to me.
Yeah, he looked like, right. He told Elizabeth Warren, you don't look nothing like the original. He told her, he even told y'all she's fake. They stole the land. Now, how much more clues you need in the occult world to see what's going on? You don't even see. They try to give it back to you. Now, here we go again. We got a group called Gatekeepers. Warren Martin, I'm giving y'all the name. Warren Martin, high level. High level. What's the chick on CNN, the one, the black Jill Reed? High level, wicked.
High level. MSNBC, Joy Reed.
High level. I'm naming all the blacks, so y'all want to say we all the blacks, I'm going to give y'all names. Now, even Harold Jr. Harold Jr. was one of them people who daddy was in Tennessee. He is very articulate. He know what's going on because he had the look of them same people. Harold Ford Jr. Y'all go ahead. Look. Now, I'm going to give y'all the names. Now, y'all say it's a trust. Okay. Now.
Just QV trust.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I got you.
I don't trust none of the people.
I like that right there. I don't trust none of the people. Because this trust thing, you do got to go through their baronesses, their barons, and all this type of law and common law. And they want a lot of shit based on what you know or do not know. Now, here's where it gets deep. We suing the wrong people. Dr. Claude Anderson told you suing the wrong people. You refuse to believe it, which is unbelievable. So I guess I got to give you the facts.
Slavery has existed in many different forms throughout history. The reduction of another human being to the status of property, used for labor at the command of another, has been a feature of almost every society on Earth until the 19th century or so. No system of slavery has attracted more attention than the transatlantic slave trade, established by Europeans to provide slave labor for their American colonies. Around 12 million souls were taken from Africa and forced onto perilous journeys across the Atlantic, where they and their descendants were condemned to a life of servitude. However, retellings of the horrors of Atlantic slavery too often turn into stories of how Europeans alone determined the course of that history. In reality, Africans were not just passive victims. Millions of them were slaves, but many others profited from, produced, and protected that slave trade. In this video, we look at the untold story of the African slave trade. Stick around until the end to learn how some of Africa's greatest kingdoms were built on the profits of slavery, and how Africans fought tooth and nail to protect it from the abolitionist European empires. Slavery has existed in Africa for as long as recorded history. Ancient Egypt had slaves toiling away in its fields and on its monuments. Ancient Carthage trafficked in slaves across the Mediterranean, and the Ethiopian kings of Aksum wrote proudly of the slaves they took in war. Slaves were also exported from Africa for centuries before Europeans arrived. The trans-Saharan slave trade lasted for over 1,000 years and dragged about 10 million people across the desert to be slaves in the Islamic world. The Indian Ocean also had a similarly long-lasting ocean-going slave trade, with about 5 million ending up in slave ships, bound and branded for use in foreign lands. These slaves ended up as laborers, domestic servants, soldiers, or more. Male slaves in the Islamic world were typically castrated, which meant that new slaves had to be regularly imported to maintain the population. For this video, we'll focus on Western Africa, where the Atlantic slave trade was centered. West Africa was removed from the Indian Ocean trade and mostly secure from Islamic slave raids, but slavery was still a feature of life there long before the Atlantic slave trade began. A succession of powerful empires occupied the region, which all rested on complex slave systems. The Ghanaian Empire, from the 3rd to the 13th century, began a tradition of powerful West African imperial states, and built much of its wealth through trans-Saharan trading of slaves or goods acquired through slave labor. The salt, copper, and gold that made the Mali Empire and Mansa Musa fabulously wealthy were all extracted with slave labor.
Domestic slavery was also common, and Mali was known to import female slaves from the Mediterranean to act as domestic servants in the households of the elites. Most of the slaves were acquired through conquest of neighboring kingdoms, or tribal groups who were too weak to defend themselves from the organized imperial militaries.
Now, you sue the wrong people. Obviously. Because through international law, these people gave commerce to be codified. And look what they did. Now, y'all try to leave it out. Pan-Africans were taught to leave it out. And then you wonder why the Islamic neighborhoods are all through the black neighborhoods. Why wouldn't it be?
Dry bones.
Mic open. Mic open. Go ahead.
Who said dry bones? Speak.
Go ahead, Brother Tony.
Yeah, I was just trying to see if you could hear this clip when the Pope in 2015 was introduced to the Capitol, to the Senate, and to the Congress.
Oh,
and
yeah,
what we're looking at is just what you're saying, because that clip is from research done by David Eltis when he did the seven slave trades. But what you're looking at, and you asked the question about Argentina and what was born. Pope Francis is the only pope that came out of the West, and he was born and raised in Argentina.
Argentina. That's right.
Right. So he's Nazi bred. But what you're looking at is he's correct, because, see, what we're looking at, who guards the Vatican? The Swiss Army.
Right.
Why does the Swiss Army guard the Vatican? The keys, the gold and the silver keys. The gold represents the spiritual world. The silver represents the worldly world. Who put out the papal bull in 1455 gave permission to all folks to go out and enslave land, take the land, kill the people? That's who you sue. You sue the Vatican because the Vatican was the one who issued the papal bull. Everything was constructed from the papal bull.
So the papal bull.
Dumb diversity.
Now let's go there because, okay.
You're kicking it, man. You're kicking it. You're right. Keep kicking it, yo.
I got the Ethiopian Pope. Got the Pia Pope. I got the Westbay Pope. Now, these popes, because we always think of Pope, I know we always on one pope. That's nothing. But these other popes, they met, quote, Creole met them up in Antarctica and so forth. So we got a coalition of international, I'll say galactic warriors, because every sector is using their people as slavery. Every sector. That's why it's global.
You're right.
So by me saying that, I'm trying to say to y'all is, I know we've been keyed on this one sector, but when I look up the standard of living in some of these areas, man, oh, man, I mean, the sex trade in some of these countries, man, it's unbelievable. Can you imagine?
It's the plant, God Bones. This is the plant.
Okay, it's the
because
plant.
Yesterday.
What you mean?
Yesterday was the alignment that Pluto went into Aquarius. Pluto travels around. Every 249 years is back in Aquarius. It was in Aquarius in the time of 1770s, the 1700s, when it came into Aquarius. That was the time of the French Revolution and the American Revolution. These are the things that now, what is getting ready to come out, the movie that's getting ready to come out next month, the Civil War. The two countries, Texas and California, has got their own flag, and they're fighting against the American, the Western people. The armies are going against the people. They're already telling you what's getting ready to happen. They're getting
ready to
do this. And Trump is I give him, he's a genius, because everybody's spending money on campaigns, and he got the news media and all of the ways of social media doing his campaign, following his court case.
Yeah. That's how you know it's crazy,
that's free publicity.
Bad publicity.
That's
why you get more popular. Now, think about what y'all just said. Now, no one's denying anything. Everybody on this line,
y'all on point. We're just trying to make it where it can be seen throughout everybody's region, the hypocrisy along with what's real, because if these groups are coming over here, now I'm going to show you how sovereignty works. The young prince came over here. You see, when the young prince came over here with the black wife, he automatically sovereign immunity, everything.
Oh, Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, right? Meghan, see, that's sovereignty. Yes. Now, see, even though I tell people all the time, y'all not lying. It's just that they kind of reversed it where they got sovereignty,
no,
and we don't.
That's the plan of that, because, was is Meghan. Yeah. Meghan had a child for the prince. I mean, for
right.
him and royal
is
family.
She, is she
his
supposed
son,
to be black?
Their son is the only person that could be president of the United States or the king of England.
Right. Now, I'm just saying. Now, my point is, but he got a black wife. So the mama black. See, I'm trying to show y'all that it's all based off the sex game. Because, again, y'all don't know what the Oval Office in the White House means. I don't know what to tell you.
Stop it, Dry Bones. Don't you go there.
I don't know what to tell you. But let me just say this. Now, the energy level that y'all all have on here, man, just think about it. Beautiful stuff here. I'm seeing all kind of shows out there, and I'm telling y'all, we at the top of the game right here. Now, you mentioned astrology, Brother Kwame. I ain't against none of that, because we know that they deal with astrological stuff. You had said it. Now, I'm looking at what you said, the alignment. You've been saying it. Now, I know as they blowed up the Georgia Guidestone, people forget these things.
Right in Georgia.
Right in Georgia. Blew the shit out of them. Nobody gets caught in a heavy area of security. I mean, they got that shit heavy. And so right there, tell me, we dealing with a high-level cult right here in America. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I hate to say this, but I got the fact.
Why did they blow them up?
Can I answer that question, Drybone? Go ahead.
I'm going to wipe out half the population. That's why they blew it up. They had a
no, that's not why they blew it up.
Tell me why. He said, okay, you say why. Give me
the
story.
They blew it up because up until the time they blew that shit up, most of the populace of America didn't know them shits existed, no matter how many people you talk to about it.
Yeah. Now,
so they blew it up, and if you've seen the picture, only one of the three columns, I think it's three and not four, one of the three columns fell on top of another column. They never really blew it up till it was destroyed from the picture that I saw. And this is what
right.
they said. Whoever, the construction company that built it needs to fix it, and the person that hired them to build it needs to pay them. But if you go back to 20 – let me see, I think that happened in 2020, right? If you go back to 2019 and find articles about the Georgia Guidestones, they'll say that most people didn't know about it. They don't know who built it. They don't know who paid to get it built.
Right.
But all
now,
of a sudden, now
myself.
They put it in the news.
Yeah. Now, I've seen it myself personally. Went there, took pictures. They got a roster. That's like Rostocrucian. The name Rostocrucian. Now, this is an extraordinary building. It has it's a sundial. Go right through the middle, radiates all. It's granite, hard as hell. I took pictures, but people, it's unbelievable how this was able to stay there. Alex Jones and the white conspiracy people at the time had started talking about depopulation. That's why I say sometimes you got to look at who your opponent is and who's going to be your ally in that opponent. Now, there's groups that already know the truth. They do. They know that the forefathers, this, they made sex agreements. They still hang with the black folks in the Hamptons. They meet at all these locations that y'all don't want to know about, but they meet there. They cool. These groups are cool. They want us uncool. And this is where we come in. Now, the thing is about this, there's people that's going to be around you who believe just like you. Okay, that you're going to be surprised because they're going to start to see that the acceleration that they want is going to be unbelievable. You're not going to do it. We got that. But they're going to start making people do it to keep that job, to keep the health insurance, because once they did this agreement in Davos, people don't know what countries. You don't even know what Blinken said. He gonna come back now. Again, The war, you don't know what Blinken, look at his name, Blinken. It's magic. We're going to send Blinken over there, and then he go over there, and then what he going to do is report back on what time they want us to liquidate. It's called a liquidation sale. Because now they took all the money from COVID that you think was broke. You know how much money got taken in by COVID? That's because they became so rich. They told you. They became super rich.
Yeah.
And we got stuck on stupid because we love entertainment. We love entertainment.
Look at what you said, Dry Bones. You said we got stuck on stupid. We took the Pope on stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, we did. Think about it. Now, the Pope came over here. Netanyahu came over here. The two pillars came over here. See, that's how you know it's a cult. The two pillars.
Is that stripping beauty? You said the two pillars. Is that stripping beauty?
Yeah, there you go, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
somebody help. Yeah, yeah. They go through the halls of Gibraltar, Hercules, Sinbad, to do mercantile trade with the Venetian Empire. Now, that's why I say if y'all going to study vampires, y'all better study Venetian. And then we'll go there, but I ain't going to do that now. But anyway,
that's funny you mentioned Hercules because he's going to be in the next Thor movie. Supposedly, he's going to be one that kills Thor. Marvel.
Yeah, see,
BlackRock.
Yeah,
Disney.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah, Hercules and all this stuff. Now, we think we're not under the control mechanism. I tell people I've been brainwashed. I pray to be unbrainwashed. That's why I pray decantation. Because it's so easy to be brainwashed, man. I'm telling you, you could be brainwashed by your kids, your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. Brainwashing is an art form that all, even the dumbest people can brainwash you. You know why I say that? If they get you out there, you know how many people who are not even panhandlers, I talk to panhandlers, dude, because they around here all the time. I'd be like, man, how do you get the new sneakers? He would tell me some shit. Anyway, long story short, they making money. This is the only country where the panhandlers make more than the poorest people. They make more than the poorest people in the world, here in America.
Check this out.
Go ahead.
Just like your boys in Israel, we send in Israel billions of dollars. They got free school. They help them get their houses. All kind of
everything.
Stuff that they don't do over here. But we send them.
Planned Parenthood
was send them money.
Dude, Planned Parenthood was. Did you hear that tape I played? Planned Parenthood was tax paid.
Yep.
It was a tax paid. Right.
American
now that going to show you.
Society.
Now, I'm trying to tell you now. That's when you get into the cult. That's when you get into the cult world, y'all. I'm telling you. When you realize that people is this diabolical, and you be taking it for granted, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. You can't even take for granted. I just want to argue with people about eating. I should argue with y'all about it. No, man, you eat what you feel. You know why I say that? Because you really can't prove it either. Ain't no make me gonna go in and argue with you when you ain't got no way of making eggs. You ain't got no way of making whatever you eating today. You get it from somewhere.
That's if you can go to the grocery store and get the shit.
Right. You ain't got no slaughterhouse. Now, if a black dude, a black female, real people say, I got my own slaughterhouse, I'm doing a high order. God damn, you bad as hell. Or you tell me, now, if you're able to produce all this, I'm good with that. Now, the problem is, the movie shows you something, y'all. I'm trying to be honest with y'all.
Soylent Green?
Soylent Green was one of the best movies ever. Now, I got Finkelstein, and I'm telling you,
Dr. Finkelstein,
I should play that, but I'm going to hold tight on that one. Dr. Finkelstein, because y'all told me to get it. Remember I played it for y'all? Dr. Finkelstein said, y'all eating me. They named the area in Brooklyn where Planned Parenthood was at, and you see they had tunnels all through Brooklyn. Y'all go ahead and jump in.
From the synagogue, that those tunnels was in the synagogue, Drybone.
That's all I'm gonna say. But go ahead, y'all jump in. Go ahead.
I'm gonna give you one more thing to that.
Okay,
one more thing to that, please.
Yes, you next. Bilo, you next. Go ahead.
There was a time when a UPS worker who delivers parcels
went to one of them houses in that part of Brooklyn, they whooped his ass. A melanated cop wrote somebody a ticket in that same part of Brooklyn. They whooped his ass. They called the police station and said, we don't want no more melanated officers in our town. What's the nickname for New York? Hymie Town. Hymie is Finkelstein. Yeah. Okay, I yield. That's all I want to say.
Now, go ahead. You next, sister. Now, Jesse Jackson said that, and he's still good to go. So your dad must spend some good money for him to be able to take that word, him and L. Sharpton, and still get rich and still be able to talk today. Go ahead, sister. You next. You next, sister. You next.
Below. Well, we got Toronto in Buffalo.
Yes, you do.
But also in Buffalo, we have the foreigners, the asylum seekers. They all have butcher shops and fish markets and stuff. So they get to keep their food as long as they bring their meat over. They fresh
Now, this where it gets deep, everybody.
Animals.
Yes, yeah. Now, hold on.
They eat kosher.
No, they're doing Sharia law. Sharia law is now being able to be practiced. If you control that zip code, everybody, listen to what y'all just said, which they do. The zip code they in, get their own. Because remember, they only can bring it in through the what? Freight. Shipping. So right now, here's what's going to happen, y'all. I told you.
Yeah, they have livestock. So they have their butcher shop.
They got their butcher shop. They able to bring they able to bring animals in now and have it right in their own backyard.
Whoever's coughing, go to mute.
Yeah, go to mute if you're coughing bad. Yeah, please. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, bro. Because I couldn't even hear that, but I heard about somebody. Please, we don't want you to die on this one. Call the police on me, please. Now,
he wasn't
now,
here.
yeah. He was. Yeah, that's a good one. Now, think about it. Livestock, that's Sharia law. That means they are able to create a religious government in a municipality. Oh, yeah.
And they have, because any other time after the holidays, we will still get garbage pickup, even during the storm. Now, all of a sudden, kids can't go back to school. We don't have no garbage pickup. Sounds like FEMA money to me. And it sounds like, yes, they are controlling the areas, the zip codes now, because they're in our zip codes. So they get to do what they want to do now. They get to do what they want
Nothing
to do.
Nothing new.
For real. Now, but hold on.
But it's really because of the people aren't standing up. That's really why. Because the Constitution
okay.
and everything is governed by the people.
They don't want to read.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all say something now. Friendship of Peace, the Treaty of Friendship and Peace. Now, if the Arabs, let's just deal with the name Arabs. Because I want to go to all the, I mean, so many groups, it could be the barbers, everything, you know, it can go all day long, really. But just take that term. The new Arab leader, he owned two houses of the house. Two of the highest worship houses are in his jurisdiction.
Mm.
And yet, you go look it up. Go look it up. The prince right now of Saudi Arabia. He got the Mecca. That's his. He got the Holy Land where they got the temple. That's his. Now, ain't that strange? And they working together in Davos. Now, how that sound? That's like, when Martin Luther King can hang with the Ku Klux Klan, that's what that sound like. Or Elijah Muhammad met with the Klan. That's what that sound like. You can meet with your enemies. Obviously, if you could meet... Think about what I just said.
What you just said is true, though. Malcolm, them boys from the Nation was messing with the Klan. J.B. Hunt, H.L. Hunt, they was paying them boys.
The same concept.
Was messing with the Klan.
Hey.
The Klan was backing
same
these boys.
Same concept.
Bro.
Hold on.
Let me bring this up. Now, look, I like what he said about Hunt. Think about it, man. Dago, we talk about it. Who playing today? The Chiefs and the Bills. Come on, the Hunt family, baby. I'm kidding, right, Dago? Hey, look, man. I got something to say that's real major here that he mentioned.
Let's get it in quick.
You remember when they changed the Washington Redskins to the Commanders and some stuff?
Right.
Well, why they ain't changed the daggone Chiefs They talking about Dagle and Cindy. That's a, see, they ain't changed that. They ain't changed Florida State Seminole play. Come on, yeah. Man. Well, I got one more thing. Let me bring this up. You remember when Florida State dropped out early this year and they played the University of Georgia and it was 63-3?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we were mad.
Okay.
We were mad about that.
That was a massacre, man. That was imitating daggone the dogs fighting the Indians, man. Come on, man. Y'all know they ran the strip on you again, man.
Wow. Now, think about that. Now, hold on.
They got
left
out the bowl championship series.
Like that. Yeah, because the quarterback got hurt. Now, let's be real. The quarterback got hurt
right.
In the game of money. The quarterback got hurt, and because the viewing shit was not going to be there, they took it to the higher rating game, which I see why, because they got their ass whooped with the bad quarterback. But
dry bones, I forgot about something. The Golden State Warriors assistant coach, they were getting ready to play Utah last week.
And he died.
He passed out and he died, and they haven't played a game since. Never.
Yep.
He had a heart attack and died.
You're right.
Never
said
how.
Right.
What?
Hold
the causes of it?
Stay right there.
Yeah.
Stay right
yeah,
there. But remember, when COVID
like
came the first time, the Utah Jazz was playing, and Rudy Gobert wiped the mic and said it was fake. And the same thing, that was the same day when this dude died, or they announced he died, was the same day the World Economic Forum was meeting on Disease X. Go look at the script, man.
Yeah. Now, let's
yeah.
go here.
Yeah.
Oh, I want y'all to know something. Disease X, y'all was also right, so on point. But let's be real, man. We got to be a little more, what I'm saying is, if y'all know people connected, it's going to be hard to have loved ones that you can, if you see the play, I know. And the money game, they got our people connected into the insurance. Because if they get cut off, and let's be honest, most of us at a certain age, we call it a third quarter, fourth quarter, or first quarter, third quarter. So people, a lot of us might be into the third or fourth quarter on here. And your kid's into the second quarter. And you can see the mistakes that are going to even be worse now. Because if these kids, your offspring, your embryos, are mandatory vaccinated, that means they have the power over their DNA. And now I want you to know why they did this. No, they are so magical. They're so magical. They did the image and likeness. So they gave the collegians, the house of Harry Potter, the collegians to bring in the new order. Because now your image and likeness can be profitable. And it sounds good, don't it? I mean, it really does, because that's what it's all about. But look what it's basically saying over your product, your DNA. Now, who's paying this out to you is the key to this. We won't show you today. See, you think it's your image. You think it's your
you
image,
talking
though.
About the straw, you talking about the straw man in flesh or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about
straw man.
Because,
remember,
right, because think about it. For the first time, they're giving – I just want y'all to think about the – yeah, right, because that's what we call the Wizard of Oz, the straw man, a rather big role. But now – your likeness and image now is for the first time in my short period of time, the athlete can actually become a millionaire through college. Now, I got no objection. You know why? Because when you see how much Saban was getting paid, as we get into a court sports, Saban getting paid, look how much. Now, I knew it was true because him and Dion put on the blue vest, the blue lodge, in Affleck, the duck, you know, just Mother Goose. It was Mother Goose, really. But anyway. See, that's how you know that they're playing with us. And didn't
Saban just step down also? Yeah. He's not coaching Alabama
down.
Anymore.
Right. He gone. Now, because you know why? They were able to make more money than him, some of them athletes. Imagine an athlete able to make as much as his coach now. To being like, see, that's where LSU problem came in. See, they show you what the problem is. They show you. LSU, you see how that chick made all that money just by going, doing hip-hop songs, and she making a killing.
You're talking about the basketball player.
The basketball player, right. And her coach got into it. They know what's going on. They know what's going on.
Remember that championship game they played against Iowa last year. That little, the white girl, the point guard. Now
yeah,
she in State Farm commercials.
Yeah, yeah, Kayla, Kayden, Kayla. Now,
hey,
they're making money.
Angel Reese.
Right. Angel Reese.
Yep.
Right. Now, I don't have a problem with that. My point is they have now given, they've made a law that the athletes.
You're right.
And those now will be able to get. Now, that's bringing on godhood. See, that's what y'all ain't getting. It, see, y'all don't realize they're doing the Olympics because the Olympics is coming up.
First, they used to let the university monopolize the athlete, but now they're getting let
the
athlete get a little taste of the game.
Right, but the Olympics, the Olympics. Now, all of a sudden, the collegiate Olympics, now look how much the Olympic people is going to now be negotiating deals. And they're going to let you bet on them, too. You're going to be able to bet on them. Who's going to win the gold? Watch and see. Watch and see. Now, this is why I say, do we invest in this? Because we know we can't stop it and become lucrative to maybe to do something. And I'm at a dilemma in life right now. I said, man, if we was to invest in something, because you almost can see that the people ain't going to really listen. You almost can see it. It's like you think they're going to listen. But they
need to start throwing down $100 a piece for some land and start buying up some land, man. I'm serious when I say that. We could buy it in Georgia, Louisiana, Texas. A bunch of us get together and start buying a big block
now,
of land.
There's
a
lot of vacant land here in Tennessee
right
also.
The Chinese
hey, guys, I was trying to start buying land.
Hold on, sister.
I think you got the point,
Drybone,
because that might have been what you were speaking to all along.
We're going to be doing a show.
I'm
going
to have to get I sent out my email.
Yes, because you've been saying
I sent out my email about a month, 3 weeks ago, right, guys? So I don't know if anybody responded to it, but somebody hacked it and changed it to a New York number, and I can't get into the email no more. So I'm gonna create another one and get the dry bones, and you can send it out to everybody.
I don't know what you got to do, but whatever it is you got to do shouldn't be that hard because you've already been doing it. So all you got to do is keep putting on whatever it takes because real estate is the key. Now, we ain't going to get into real estate right now because, again, real estate is the key, and it's out there. But the thing with real estate is, look what's on the land now, and it got to be thought about when you're going to clear the land. See, the money that they're giving these groups to come in the country, have y'all not noticed they're able to take a whole house and revamp it as soon as they buy it? Have y'all noticed that?
That's what they was doing in Chicago.
Okay, now, hold on, time out. See, I ain't that dumb. I've been in real estate. I know a little bit about it. I ain't that, green. Mm-hmm. Now, I said, damn, what loan they getting? You got to have these time loans. You got to get it. I got to prove it. I paid for this and then bring it back to you. No, these motherfuckers getting all the way loans. Meaning that
and
everything
you don't see no
permit
certificates in the windows either, do you, drive on?
Okay.
Any permits
now,
on the door?
I just want y'all to see that. Now, before we get to a show, we got to have a show where I'll give you everybody, especially my sister, the time to explain these things if y'all want to learn, too, because we got people who know. We know y'all on the line knowing. It's time to put, that's why it's called a dry bone. You have to look for land. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Container home. These are we're gonna have to go into a new way of living. Because you can't now go with construction if it's hard to get the concrete. If it's hard to get these type of deals, but you still can live. See, they're driving you into the Green Deal with the new initiative in living. Now, the Green Deal shows a lot of stuff. These houses now, container homes, are more profitable and they can do Airbnb.
We were living in container housing when I was deployed in Iraq, and that was about 13 years ago.
Right. Now, they all got smart. They all got smart.
Got
now,
dome homes that are storm-proof, that are tornadoes and no storms can penetrate them, a dome home. You can put another.
That's right.
You can do triples of them, and you can grow food in one section, and you live in another section.
That's
Little round
seen it.
Domes,
seen it.
Yo.
I'm glad y'all seen it. I'm glad y'all seen it because, again, I'm glad y'all talking to this. I just want y'all to know, yes. Now, we're going to have to give some lines where people who are, legitimized, got to deal with law, groups got to get together, say what you're going to be, trust, whatever. That's why I tell y'all, if people online know how to do it, y'all have to want it now because I think our instincts are going to go into a direction that we're going to be forced to do. In which sometimes is good. I told y'all, calamity is the best thing for a lot of people. Go ahead. I'm telling up.
Go
ahead.
We,
we talking about getting land. You ever heard of the Morrell land grant?
The Morrell land grant?
No, yeah. Morrell, Morrell grant. After the Civil War, when everything west of the Mississippi were given to immigrants, 30,000 acres of land that they were able to give out at 160, a person could go survey and get them 160 acres. This land grant that they did in
1850 provided
3.75 million acres of land that was able to be given away to immigrants, plus the money to learn how to farm it, the supplies, and all of this. But
that's happening now. That's what's happening now. The same now. Same thing. Let's take that premise. That premise right there. And just take what you just said, the simplicity. It's doing it now. That means anybody who get here, and this is now a new land. It's the same concept. This is new land. We're going to let y'all come in. We're going to give y'all government subsidy. We're going to give y'all new latest architecture, the new latest layout that we want y'all to encompass. We're going to give y'all whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, we got that. Now, here's the key. When that was done at your time, the time you talk, let's go where you at. Let's go there, Brother Kwame. That's deep. Now, wagon train.
Oh, man.
Bonanza.
But what up?
Yeah. Hold on. Now, they show you a lie. The U.S. government had to send out troops to kill off these people.
Buffalo soldiers.
Now, this is where we get crazy now.
They killed off no people. No one wants
to hear about the Buffalo soldier, because once you get deep into the Buffalo soldier, then you got to start saying, well, damn. I mean, I'm glad they, you know, they're some badass black dudes. But then you got to think about the same concept that the Sudan and the Tutus over there and the Hutus, they fight each other, they dark as hell, and then they create this new system of the light Arab is the same. Now I'm thinking that's the same concept almost here. It's because the Buffalo Soldier. Think about it, the Buffalo Soldiers are black people,
right?
And
they don't tell the truth now.
The Buffalo Soldiers. That wagon train stuff is about to. They had to send in troops first, and then the wagon trains came along. They had to make sure they get the cargo. They didn't want the cargo. They trying to believe they could go there without being killed off. So they had to have an army of groups. It was the Buffalo Soldiers. And that's when I found this out. Now, sometimes it's like, damn, I hate when I dig deep. You know, you get too deep, man. They can't get off, man. So you say, wow. I'm like, this is crazy. So again,
but what you
y'all got to explain? How do we explain? But okay, I'm gonna say, but just think about it. How do you explain that to a group of young black people?
Here you go. Is that the Buffalo Soldiers that were sent over there to do that fight? They were not allowed to stay in the South in Reconstruction. After the people Emancipation Proclamation, you had to go open the land up for white people, take away your 40 acres of the mule.
Now they gonna ask me, well, damn, how should we think of this, man? Because you sound like you going off too on them. I'm thinking myself, well, damn, if they made this, they had weapons now. We got to realize they got weapons and they know how to survey land. They know how to read the compass. They know. I mean, they know weather conditions and shit.
They were the first. This is where the forest ranger comes from. Is the Buffalo Soldier?
Okay. Now,
the forest ranger is descendants from the army soldier. The Buffalo Soldier
so
is where the forest rangers came from.
Now, I got all that. I love all that. But we got to look at the compassion side. How do we explain the Native American story that here's a group of blacks that even they had as slaves. Some of the Native Americans had black slaves, they owned black tribes, I guess, in slavery too, because they was there. And then if you enslave them and then they get weapons based on, like, here's the deception of the white folks. Maybe them giving them weapons to the ones they knew that were disgruntled and making them, like, go off on them. That might have been it. But then I started looking at the slave trade, and not on color, mercantile. This is what I did. Yeah. I wanted to see how many people paid.
Like the slave trade, it was in the opposite direction, though. The slave trade wasn't Africans coming over here. It was us. Yeah. They was taking us from over here, taking us over there because we knew how to do things over here. All the food that they eat comes from over here. The food from the world comes from over here. Don't come from over there.
You got it. Because how could you ever have that? You make it sense, and they're going to just make it simple. If they're going to come here first, you got to prove to the people who was your merchant money tile that it was people. Otherwise, they wouldn't finance no more shipping. So you got to bring what you find from over here over there
gold,
first.
Silver, women. Remember, they didn't have no women either.
Right.
They had disease over there. They had the plague.
Right.
That's why they wore wigs, because they was bald. They had maggots. They took our women over there and bring our women.
But hold on. Now, I know everybody want to say they got this, but when I look at the area that we always going off on, I find out the Moors gave them sanitation. I mean, they were living it up. So whenever the decadence came was the war that they had with the Moors. But before that, it was a lot of brothels.
But Dry Bones, you got to remember, they were separated, Dry Bones. It was the Moors and it was the Europeans. When I say the Europeans,
they were still fucking the women.
The Woodrow's people that looked like animals, they was the Europeans. The more
I'm saying this. Okay, we heard that they did this, and I look at it as being noble. Now, the question is, once you noble these people, where did the hatred come in?
The hatred because they was breeding all these white girls and the children that they raised, they educated the children, and the children hated their fathers because of the way they treated their mothers.
Well,
that's not the Moors.
Okay, now you just said that the fathers are black.
Yep.
Did they hate their fathers?
And the children come from mixed breed women, all kind of European.
Okay, but hold on. Let's be compassionate to this now. You know,
they was in the harem.
I can't speak for everybody's family members, but okay. People you love, let's be real in this real world, like y'all was saying. People you love, they might go outside the race. And you find out, okay, for somebody to compromise and want to be like you and be able to be, and he loved her just enough to be with y'all, you know, you say, okay, well, that's a lot of love. And they actually make it through all the diversity that go on. Now, this is one of your family members, and I don't know who family member got them, but just say you know you got some people ain't dating that the family is. Now, it comes to a point where you'd be like,
down here in Memphis, which was shocking. If you've never been down here before, you actually see more mixed couples down here than you do couples with they all
right. Right.
And
now you're saying something.
I don't know how long it's been this way.
Right, but that's like Europe. What you see is the replication, the same replication of Europe. The same thing y'all said was happening in Europe. It's happening right here. The same construct. The whites, even if they made it so. How could somebody prophesy to us so early in this game, and it comes to fruition? I mean, how accurate can you be as to tell
the agenda?
And now, but hold on. That's how powerful the agenda is. That they transcend all aspects of power. I don't give a damn who you are, what color you are. Your agenda is the key.
It's a word called Mycenaean Nation. I don't know if I'm saying Mycenaean Nation. This is when they sent Europeans all through the Americans, all over places that was dominated by melanated people to breed with their women.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can't pronounce it, man. But thank you. I ain't got no front teeth.
But somebody financed that. See, my key is. Let's go to the Vatican. I got that. Archbishop Carroll laid the land bass for the deed for all that to be brought in D.C. But now when I get into the occult world, I got that. But the occult world showed me a black man had to give them the astrological symbols. So,
but
I'm kind of confused. Hold on. Then I go to the
magic.
But my point is, why would they do that unless it's a beneficiary process? You got somebody in Chicago. The 5 points. Chicago is the capital of the 5 points of that region. And they had to have another black guy give them surveillance of all that. Now, if you look up Davy Crockett, all them were Masons, y'all. Davy Crockett was a Mason. And so was
Point
Jesse James.
The Sabo, who supposedly founded Chicago.
That's one of the foundations that the Moors used to educate the
saying,
people.
Right. What I'm saying is this craft came over here. Whatever this craft is was universal, just like this New World Order is universal. And it was able to use whatever magic that was over here, the same, because y'all showed me, like, that's what I'm saying. Y'all send stuff, show them all through Facebook. You see it all day long. You can see there was tribes over here. Dr. David Himmelteff, who passed, came on our show. He wrote the book about them being over here, the Bahamas having a whole shipping thing in the Bahamas. I said, you know what, that makes sense. Look at the high order of that's in the Bahamas with the pirates. That was pirate coal. Look at the sex trade that's going on. Look at the real sex trade.
It's going on right now. The sex trade has never been bigger than it is right now with them bringing all these children, all these foreign women in here. They just running them right. They running it right in front of everybody, yo.
That's my point. So it ain't never stopped. So we lying about it stopped. It never stopped. That's the first lie. It never stopped. That's the first lie. Never stop.
But just like it was about the trafficking trade, also the women and young girls over here is being shipped out to other places because it goes both ways.
Now, if you said the movie,
saying is the same thing that we're saying in the first part of it, is that in them having harems and having these breeding places in which they did, they were using white women. They saw that how that even when they father children by white women, they came out black. The reversal came when the white men tried to say that they were going to use black women to recreate themselves, and it can't happen. Francis Crest Wilson told them the black man can destroy the whole white race
now,
in his penis.
Now, again, hold on, y'all got to ask the premise of this show was, I got y'all saying it. Y'all saying that they go, but when you got a group of people, you got a group of white people. These are white people who are coming up with their own construct of genocide. You got
white
the one.
White
whatever. Here's a group that is scientifically, before us was born, said they were gonna make a decree that whatever this group is, said this species is our enemy. That's what they said. So I'm saying to myself, and they look white. The species that's saying this is the species that look like them. He said, well, damn, this species is saying they want to kill off their own people.
But under the banner of LGBTQ and DEI, the white man is the actual enemy.
Right. Now, think about it. Now, I want y'all to think about that because I thought about it. Think about how diabolically smart that is. I got the blacks thinking. Think about it. I got the blacks thinking that now, you know, they finally got their chance. I'm creating the illusion that they want to kill this group off now. They want it mixed up. What would be the purpose of that?
Because what they're doing is what the book that Stephen